Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best, Best in Show.
Welcome!
Good evening to you and welcome.
Welcome back
to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com here on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. It's a magical wonderland. It's a fantasy cavalcade. It's all sorts of horse crap. Want to be a part? Get involved. Give us a call. 347-467-1247. That's 347-467-1BIS.
A doo-doo-doo. A doo-doo-doo.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. My name is Chris. I'm going to be here with you for approximately 2 hours, give or take, and I'm going to be here with a bunch of my friends that I haven't seen in quite some time. I look right to my left, and I see the most sensual, emotional member of the crew. He's wearing his Atlanta Falcons gear because apparently his team did something nice yesterday. His name's Keith. Hi, buddy.
Welcome back, my friend. But we were just here the night before Christmas Eve.
That is, well, yeah, that's true.
Live from Bottomley's.
Well, we did the whole break for New Year's. We figure we gave everybody a week and a half off of the show. So I figured we had to welcome them back, like a big reunion. Welcome back to the program.
I got you.
I appreciate it all. It's exciting. You know what else I appreciate? It's a brown Christmas. Hi, Brown. How are you?
Oh, it's like it's almost like the last year didn't even happen.
What do you mean?
It's just, it feels like...
It was all a dream. You were in the shower. What's that guy's name? Not JR. What was his name?
I have no idea
Patrick
what you're talking
Duffy.
About.
Patrick Duffy's character's name on Dallas. He was in the shower.
Oh, and he dreamed up the whole thing?
What do you
by Dallas?
Yes. Tony Romo.
Actually. Clearly not a Dallas fan.
Sorry. It's very unfortunate because you're missing out on a fine, fine piece of television history from the 1980s. When I look back to my favorite part of the 80s, I don't understand how I'm going to work in that James is part of the 80s. But it's the producer that's knocked down, drag out, best producer we've had here tonight. His name is James. What's up, buddy?
I'm doing all right back here. Everything sound okay to you guys?
It sounds terrific.
Wonderful.
It sounds amazing.
He's the best producer we've had.
I strive for that.
He's easily the best producer we've had in a year. Easily.
He sounds the best, too. Like, he definitely sounds the best on the microphone.
Did he just take my volume down? No, he's easily the best producer we've had. Actually, wait, when was the last time Giggs was on?
I don't remember.
Like 3 years? So he's the best producer we've had in 4 years. Easily. Easily, no problem. Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for checking us out. We were glad to do our big comeback, and we'll see you guys next Monday here on
Best in Show. No, I can't do it.
Oh, I mean next Christmas.
I have to work.
Sorry. You know, I guess the most important thing we need to be talking about here on the program, here on Heroes Talk, brought to you, by the way, Heroes Talk, brought to you by ICU2. That's ICU2.com. A really, really amazing piece of software, but we'll get into that later.
Yeah, come on.
It's amazing. I don't know how to do this anymore.
We're at the halfway point, aren't we?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope okay. So. I don't know how to do this anymore. I understand that I have the ability to just talk constantly because I love the sound of my own voice, but I don't know how to do a radio show anymore. This week and a half
anymore.
Okay. I don't think I know how to do it anymore. I used to believe that I was good at it. It's different than actually being good at it, obviously. We've had some time off. We've taken a little time off. How's your life been over the past We'll stop saying week and a half because it's stupid. How have you been over the past year?
It's been wonderful. It's been wonderful and free for the most part.
Didn't have to worry about coming to do any radio shows. Didn't have to worry about any of that stuff.
Yeah, but I think after like 3 months, for me anyway, for like 3 months, I started saying to you, all right, come on, let's get back into it. I'm ready.
That's the amazing thing. We talked about doing the show again probably a month after we stopped doing it back last in December of
sober.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, I think we did have some sober conversations. But no, because it would usually
all those sober conversations we had during the year.
In the middle of the day.
I never took any of it seriously when it was brought up. You were just so not
sober?
Interested.
Well, you know what? Let's actually, yeah, so since this is the first time, I guess, technically, that we've been on the air.
On the second to last show, there was an hour spent of Brian trying to get me to say over and over again how I didn't want to do a show with Keith. And I said, no, I do. And then a week later, we stopped doing a show together.
But I found out about that on the air. I showed up at Bottomley's. It was the night before Christmas Eve. We were doing our Christmas show.
Oh, my phone's ringing. Excuse me.
It was a big live event. And I find out...
You haven't done radio in a while, I see.
I haven't. I have to shut my ringer off.
The phone still rings. I find out on the air that we're not doing the show. And Chris is making, you know, jokes. Well, I'm assuming it's jokes.
We all found out about that on the air. That was not a discussion or decision that was made.
And he's just going over and over about how it's the last show. And then I started to suspect that he was serious and he didn't want to do it anymore when I think the last thing you said is there's no reason to go forward here. Veal Chop was our guest, and he said, you guys were joking about you doing, like, psychology for him or something on the air. And he said, okay, what night is free on Hear Us Talk? And you said Thursday nights 9 to 11, which was our time slot, because there's no reason to go forward with this anymore. And it was like right around that time when you went outside with me and said, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore, that I really found out that we weren't doing the show.
You know
anymore.
What? I've heard him say those words countless
for
times.
For 2.5 months.
Every Thursday at 11:05.
2.5 months? We did doing radio for like 5 years. It was easily every other episode you've had those.
I must have been onto something, though, because we haven't done it in a year.
Well, the last 2.5 months, it was really burning in my head for some reason. And it was the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, that we did a live event and two of our friends showed up for it.
And we
put them on the air with us. No, that's not true. That like four people showed up. That was you know, it was the straw that broke the camel's back. I was feeling it. I was feeling disenchanted for a good month or so, and it wasn't against any individual person as much as we joked I don't want to do a show with Keith anymore. It had nothing to do with that. It was just that I got disenchanted with doing a show anymore.
You were legitimately pissed off that not enough people came to the live show.
I was disappointed with how few people showed up at the show. Yes.
Yeah, but even leading up to that, there was I guess not agreement about the direction of the show. There was talking about going, you know, more of a live venue, and I think that's kind of what...
And based on what happened at that last show, those guys were right about that.
Exactly. So, and yeah, no one can come to a consensus of, you know, how this show is going to move forward, and you were just bored. That it was stale. You felt it was stale. You had that look in your eyes before every show and after the show that...
I don't know if stale's the right word. I was disenchanted. I needed something new.
How was it
stale?
How was it different from every other? I think I've done several hundred episodes of Best in Show Radio with you, and at the end of it, invariably,
you don't need to brag, okay?
Invariably, at the end of probably every show, there might have been one or two shows where you were like, you know what, that was acceptable. But for the most part, every time we were done with the show, it was just like, this sucks. What am I doing?
There's a dramatic difference between being disappointed with the product that we put out at the end of the show, as opposed to walking into the show saying, oh, man, I don't know if we could do this anymore. It was a different feeling.
Yeah,
towards
I agree
the end.
With him. I think it was very different, and it wasn't. It definitely was not pleasurable anymore. It was not enjoyable, whatever the reason. And we may put out the biggest bunch of garbage going forward from this point on, but I honestly think the break was needed, and I can't say that we lost anything by not doing the show over the course of the last year.
What do you mean? We have like seven, eight people in the chat room. That's better than we did our last show.
So we set a record. Now.
Exactly. We're breaking all sorts of records. I don't know what it was. It had run its course in my mind, and then, like as Keith was saying, like a month or two after, he was saying three. I think it was sooner than that. We were texting each other back and forth and talking back and forth. Like, all right, when are we going to do this again? What days are you available? And then there became the whole thing of what nights are we available? And as we tried to have this
conversation.
And then like a good, months went by. I was like, all right, it's over.
And then we actually recorded some things to put on YouTube, Chris and I. And
that worked out really well.
We recorded those. Yeah, they were great.
3 weeks in a row we did it. Three weeks.
I don't think it was 3 weeks.
No, three.
It was three?
We didn't put the videos on from the last week because we were so drunk. It was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. And yeah, and then the fourth week it was just like, that was it. It was never brought up again. It was never mentioned again, and it was over. At that point, I thought it was really over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, speaking of things really being over, the chat is burning in the chat room about the discussion of Bottomley's, the aforementioned bar that we were referring to, the place where we did our final broadcast. Bottomley's,
we burned that place to the ground. Now no longer exists.
Bottomley's does no longer exist, and that's what's being discussed in the chat room. But Chris, who ran Bottomley's, now runs a place called the Bay Street Saloon on Bay Street in Staten Island, because we're keeping it local, obviously, for all the Staten Island listeners. By all means, go head to the Bay Street Saloon. I'll be there every Friday night doing karaoke. It's awesome.
Oh, by the way, I sent Chris a friend request on Facebook. I think the night he actually was here doing our show with us, it was
2009.
Like, it was October, about a year and a half ago. He accepted it like 4 days ago.
Nice. Good for you. You guys are friends now. Yeah, I don't know. It was whatever happened. I don't know. It just didn't feel right.
Wise words, Chris.
Whatever happened. It didn't feel right. It was time to end it, and then we decided, all right, we got to come back. And then
I never thought it was going to happen. I never thought this was going to happen.
And then,
never.
Yeah. And then a good 6 months go by, and we did nothing. And then it stopped. The conversation stopped happening. And then our beloved friend Brian moved on. Got himself a new radio program, a new radio podcast that you could check out at geeksofrageshow.com, geeksofrageshow.com.
Wow. With cross promotion
with our buddies Veal Chop and Pristine Mike, Pristine Sneakers, Mike from Queens. I'm going to call him Pristine
sure.
Mike.
There you go.
Is that all right with you?
Mike from Sneakers is what we call him.
Okay, well, nice.
Even on the way,
Queens from Sneakers.
Even on the way here today, I said, Chris, we have three mics. He's like, that's good enough. That's all we need.
Perfect.
So I had no idea that Brian was even going to come until maybe about 2:30 today.
I had no idea Brian was coming until about 12 o'clock today. We'll get into that in a minute. I want to get to the point of storytelling and let us know how we're here right now, because I think the impetus, if I'm not mistaken.
Watch your mouth.
Sorry, I forgot we're keeping it clean. I think the impetus for why Best in Show is back would be the aforementioned Rob Giggs. Rob Giggs actually started posting on Facebook about being interested in putting the band back together with our buddy Jimmy Spickle, who was conspicuous by his absence. Thanks, buddy. It made it feel...
Didn't make it to Bottomley's either.
No, I know, from Philadelphia. What a jerk.
He's just found a new Philadelphia sports team to like.
Awesome. Rob Giggs having an interest, by the way, in case you missed that, had an interest in wanting to do a broadcast again, and that's what lit the fire. That's what lit the fire. And obviously, he's also conspicuous by his absence right now, because he was excited to do it, and I don't think he was really ready to
He couldn't do a regular show. He was limited by a schedule. And so we had talked about doing, like, maybe it would be like a nice one-time thing reunion. But then we kind of just glossed right over that reunion and jumped right into let's just go back to doing once a week, twice a week.
This isn't the one-time reunion show?
Yeah, I was going to say, we've made it 13 and a half.
You guys are busy the next 45 weeks.
Oh. We're 14 minutes in right now. I wouldn't make any commitments at this point that we're even going to get through another hour and 45.
Well, I like to dream big, so.
Oh, wow.
So we're not in Gig's basement any longer.
We're
the studio now exists in the last place that our studio existed.
Correct.
Which was interesting.
A fresh remodel.
Yeah, because as I understood, there were until 12:30 this afternoon. I thought we were going to be at a different location.
Yeah, no. About a week ago, we realized that wasn't going to be the case.
Yeah, there's some technical difficulties at the studio over there. So
Yes, we're being asked in the chat room if those are folding chairs that we have in the background here. Yes, we're in a plush location with folding chairs.
That's for our studio audience that didn't show up.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate
thanks, Spickle.
I thank Spickle and P-Roll. I blame the two of them for everything. We're doing a show.
Yeah.
That's it?
Anything else we're going to talk about?
We want to talk about Brian now?
Yeah, now we can go back to Brian.
All right, I think you want to talk about the radio show that I'm doing, the other radio show that I'm doing,
I have nothing but praise for the other radio show or podcast that you are doing, because you jerks haven't figured out how to be live yet because you hate America and my freedom.
It's never going to happen.
I know. I have no qualms or quarrels with you being involved in another show by any stretch.
Nor do I. No one does.
We had some communications over the past month about, hey, we're going to do this for real now.
Yeah.
Are we in? Are we in? And the email communications came from Brian that he's like, oh, man, you know, I'm doing this other show now, but I think I could do it.
Those communications were awesome.
You would have liked to have been included on them, wouldn't you have?
Yes.
I thought it was. He was conspicuous by his absence. I didn't understand why you guys didn't include Jimmy on the email.
We didn't want to ask him. We wanted to just tell him he was doing it.
No, we were.
I knew via text messages from Chris that something was going on, but I had no idea.
Something.
Was brewing.
I'll be there in a half hour.
It's always my instinct just to include everyone, but I'm an idiot.
What if we want to talk poorly about people?
And the funny thing is, you know, Brian does have my email address because I did get email invites to your holiday party.
Yeah, yeah. And you didn't show up.
No.
Thanks, Spickle.
I came so close to going this
year. I want to be consistent.
Can I just say honestly?
You did not.
Can I say
you're
honestly?
You're talking out of your...
Can I say 100% honestly, on the Friday night before your party, I'm texting Keith saying, dude, what's going on? Aren't we going to this party tonight?
For real?
Yeah, he did.
And he's just like, dude, it's tomorrow. I'm just like, oh, I got my daughter tomorrow. Oh, well. I really thought it was Friday. I was psyched to go.
And I also told him it's tomorrow, and I already told Brian I'm not going to be able to make it. But the night I clicked okay on your Evite, I told Chris, for the fourth year in a row, I was really drunk. I said,
it be funny if Keith, if Brian thinks I'm coming?
For 4 years running now, he has accepted and then at the last minute pulled out. It's kind of like a pattern.
I texted Chris, and his response was, I said, I'm most likely going. He's like, no, most likely, commit, we're going. And
that was it.
And right up down until that day, well, the week I told you, it was whatever. We're supposed to be talking about it.
And in my mind, I was totally into it until I realized what date it was.
Right.
Even though I was down and committed, I thought it was Friday. Right. And
he's
I was
dressed
psyched.
In his Christmas.
And I love how we were going to come back on January 3rd as well. Like, you're always just one day off.
I'm not so good at math.
I wanted to, that little countdown that you had on our Twitter feed, I wanted to kind of bring to your attention that you were going to run out of numbers before, like, you got to the
end. No, one was at 12 o'clock this afternoon, and
what
zero
is
now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think I was going to question that, too. I think one should have
been yesterday. I based it on the original date.
The original calendar.
Okay. Which is good tomorrow.
Save. Good save.
Which it's a leap it year. Yet. All right, I was never good at building suspense mechanisms.
I was never good at counting.
All right,
I was
Copernicus.
Never good at life. Okay, I was never good at anything.
All right, well, okay, I was excited to see Keith maybe make an appearance. I had no idea that it was even on your radar. Well, I mean, we invited you.
So where are we going to actually do the show without me?
I was curious why we weren't including Jim. James in the email trail when we were talking about coming back, which by the way I responded to openly with like in pure candor, gave you all the information about like my hesitations and also my excitement and how I was going to make this happen, and then it just stopped.
Yes,
like I was the last person on the email trail to leave an email.
Hold on 1 second.
And then you guys stopped doing emails.
Hold on 1 second, Keith. We're doing an audio mostly podcast. You don't need to raise your hands. You can actually talk. There are 6 people in the chat room watching. Sorry, 7 guys. That was insulting of me. 7 people in the chat room watching. Everyone else doesn't know that you're raising your hand. Let us know.
December 12th was my last email.
December
13th,
actually.
That I sent to you guys.
Well, Brian, I don't know if you recall, and in retrospect, the fact that I talked to you for an entire night and you were still awake at 10 in the morning may be a bad sign for your state of mind and your sobriety, but you started expressing to me real What is
Text message.
Trepidation?
Yes, that you didn't think you really, I don't want to say wanted to, and I don't want to go too much into your business, but that it wasn't really something you were excited about, and you were kind of on the verge of saying that's it. And I told you, look, you know,
scared.
I just wanted to remind you.
I was scared.
It'll be okay. You know, like, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. Nobody's going to mind. And then we kind of left it at that. And then you never contacted us again. So at one point I said to Chris, yeah, so I, Brian is out, I guess. Because
no, wait a second. Now, why would I have to contact you if I was the last person to contact you?
Because your last contact sucked, I guess.
Because your last contact was basically you telling me that you didn't think you really had it in you to do this. And I told you, yeah, don't worry about it. Now, you didn't say the words, I quit.
Can I just ask you the question?
Yes.
Keith, will you take the stand, please?
Yes, sir.
Did you or did you not tell me?
Raise your hand for him, please.
Did you or did you not tell me that, per my last conversation with Brian, he seems to think that he doesn't have it in him? Do you think that Chris and James will be mad if I bail?
Something like that, along those lines.
Yeah, I did. I admit to when I texted Keith, I was showing all kinds of like trepidation. It was essentially the same things that I was saying in the emails that I had been the last person to send you guys, saying, you know, I'm doing this. I'm a little scared that I don't have it in me because I don't know if I have the creative chops or any of the time to
you
do two
You never
episodes.
Had them. Don't worry about that.
And he did say that.
Well, and just to be clear, before I get into this and get too crazy with any of this, I just want to point out to anyone, if you want to chime in and you want to be involved, I've done a really terrible job of letting you know you can call us at 347-467-1247. That's 347-467-1BIS. I also don't know how to shut off the login requirements of the chat room. So please stop asking me. I have no idea how to do that or shut off the curses. I haven't done this show in a year. I apologize. DJ New Style, you are in the room. Please take care of that. You're the best.
Were we ever able to turn off the login requirements?
I have no idea.
I don't think that's a possibility.
Hip-hop. I think hip-hop is a possibility.
Anyway, so Brian, I was taking it that this was a more heartfelt personal communication. Look, man, while we're talking here, I don't think I have it in me to do this. Do you think it would be a problem if I didn't? Again, not fully saying the words, I am officially out. But the whole tone of the conversation and the way it was left, I was thinking that the next step was going to be you either saying, hey, listen, I decided I'm not going to do it, or hey, listen.
Yeah, but that never happened. I never said those words.
But
those
you also never brought up the show at all after that over the course of the next month.
I was told, do you think Chris and James will be upset if I bail? So I was under the impression that actually
we
happened. We
high-fived for some reason. Chris didn't tell me why.
Who loves Brian Free Best in Show more than me? Joining us on the hottest of all
That's
lines
a groovy
here
little tune.
On Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Who's this?
Get off the mic, Brian. Cut his mic right now.
Oh my God! It seems that a certain young man named Veal Chop or Eric from the Geeks of Rage show has a problem. Yes, from Queens, the pristine Queen Veal Chop has a problem with Brian speaking. What's going on, buddy?
You're in full violation, Brian. You're absolute full violation.
I have legal obligations. I cannot speak on this. We
were supposed to have a sit down. We were supposed to talk this out. I didn't approve of any of this. Some heads are going to roll here. Someone's in a lot of trouble right now.
You've breached your agreement, your legal obligation to your we'll call it your main show. We can call it that.
We're going to have a nice talk. We're going to have a nice chat about this tomorrow on the Geeks of Rage show. That's geeksofrageshow.com.
Excellent.
Can you let us into the intricacies of Brian's contract? Is he specifically forbade from doing another show?
There's nothing written up in contract form, but this is all based on the fact that Brian loses about 5 pounds sweating before the mics come on. So my confidence is hovering somewhere around that shaky bridge in Indiana Jones.
But let's be honest, Brian could lose 5 pounds a couple times a week, and it wouldn't be a big deal, would it? He'll be okay.
Could be good for me.
Yeah.
No, what he's referring to is that it's just doing one show a week is a major burden on me, and it's I can almost do that half well.
Is it a time burden or a stress burden?
Both. It's very stressful. Even having James here absorbing all of this work and putting together a fine show production wise and engineering perfect sounding show, if you will, leaving all of that stress sort of behind me, not having to deal with that, it's still It's painful.
You don't have Chris yelling at you and berating you.
Well, that's coming. That's in the pike. I know that this is just around the corner.
Allow me to say you do not have it coming because I am going to honor my friend Veal Chop, who's on the phone with us. Brian, please never come back to the show again. Please. Let's make this your last episode of Best in Show. It's the big reunion. We're back together. We got the band back together for one night. Now go back to the show that you're good at. Geeks of Rage.
I think this is going to add some spice to both shows. It's going to be like a little story arc. We're going to see how long Brian can hover between both shows. So tune in. It's going to be an exciting season.
I'm going to tell you, I'm stunned he's here today. When I got the email at 12 o'clock saying, so are we still doing this tonight? I immediately texted Keith and I was like, dude, call me. Brian thinks he's doing the show tonight? I literally thought you were out. I thought you were out. I thought you were done.
See, this is the problem. I wanted to talk about this at length.
Well, we did need the extra set of headphones.
Yeah, we need.
Hey, you're lucky I showed, pal. Point.
And we needed that fourth mic for you.
That's true. Yeah, I'm sorry, Veal Chop.
Wow, he just hung up. He's disgusted.
These people mean nothing to me. I was thinking of you the whole time I was on this show. All right.
You did actually call me Veal Chop once when we were kissing earlier before the cameras went on. That was Veal Chop, our buddy Eric from the Geeks of Rage show, geeksofrageshow.com. Podcast published generally about 2 a.m. on Wednesday mornings after they record it on Tuesday night. I have it on my podcast catcher, and you should too. It's really entertaining stuff. It's video game based, but there's like 75% not video games. It's entertaining, fun stuff. It's a good time. I'm sure that probably made Mike go crazy to hear that it's not mostly video games. It's really not mostly video games. It's a really, really entertaining show. It's actually... it's one of two shows that I listen to right now. I listen to that DJ New Style. That's really all I listen to. Oh, no, I take that back. And Savage Love. I listen to three shows right now.
Strangely, chicks really dig Geeks of Rage show, strangely enough.
Congratulations. Yeah. Awesome.
The phone lines are hot.
Indeed. It's the call-a-thon here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. The return on the hottest of all lines. Who's this?
This is Ken from New Jersey.
Hello, Ken from New Jersey. How are you, sir?
I'm great. Thank you guys for coming back and doing the show. I can't thank you enough.
You're welcome.
Wow. You know, I just want to say you guys look great. I like the fluorescent lighting, the Last Supper style table setup.
Yeah,
it's going on there in the school gymnasium.
I thought it was a very flattering look. It's flattering lighting, flattering seating.
This is honestly the best that we've ever looked. Webcam. I mean, you're doing a great job. Really, James? This is the best that this show has ever looked anywhere on camera.
Am I wrong? Not us. Don't say this is the best we've ever looked, because it's probably the worst you guys ever looked. The show looks great, though.
Yeah, I'm not saying me personally. I'm not saying my hair is doing well. I'm saying, like, you know.
We have more room to work with here now.
It's exciting.
You know, I appreciate the updates on Brian and his newfound success and his new love, his new podcast, and all that, but you know, we haven't heard a lot about, you know, what's going on with James. With you know, I haven't personally heard a lot about, you know, what's going on with Keith. What's going on with Fred or Sebastian? Is Sebastian there?
I was going to say who?
Sebastian. What was his name again?
I think it was something like that.
We had a different guest each week.
Yeah, that's true.
That looked just like Fred.
That's true. That young man has moved on to a greener pasture in his life about 6 months before
the big bong in the
last
sky.
The last break of the show. He decided he couldn't be involved anymore. And then about a good 6 months after that, I'm not good at math. I guess it would be 9 months later. His wife birthed a baby, and he's the chances of us seeing him ever again anywhere, let alone on a radio show, is just nil.
I let him know about this, and he said, "Oh, cool. When is it? Maybe I'll show." Well, that was the last I heard from him.
Did you say birthed?
He mispronounced birthed.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
No, she bore his seed.
Breathed it. She breathed the baby out of her things. I did see that Fred's brother, Chaz the Dazzler, was excited when he saw on Facebook. He's like, wait, what? You guys are coming back? Oh, sick. And he's not here listening. But still, it was just like, you know, there's
Thanks
no
lot.
Involved.
He's at bottom leads.
Yeah, exactly. Now, jerks.
I want to let you know I'm doing all I can on the social networking front to make it known that you guys are back. That you guys are doing your thing.
He's somebody else.
Talking into microphones. And giving it to people really
Thank you,
hard
sir.
In the ear.
Thank you.
And also, Chris, your umbrella, anytime you want.
I appreciate
anytime
it. Ken from New Jersey is discussing the fact that he offered me a Miami Dolphins umbrella that he stole from his – it was from the old job, correct, or that you found at your old job?
I'm really brave because I noticed there was a Miami Dolphins umbrella at my old job about 6 years ago, and on my last day of working there, I ran out with it, tucked under my jacket, threw in my trunk where it's been ever since. And I figured since you are an enthusiast of their football, I would offer it as something that would entice you back into doing the show, which you're not doing again. So you, sir, have an umbrella coming your way.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that so much. And by the way, I just would like to point out on this second day of January 2012, I am such a fan of the Miami Football Dolphins today for ending the New York Jets season yesterday.
That was wonderful.
Oh, sorry to say
that. That was a curse word.
No, it wasn't. I didn't say it.
Sports.
It was a deke move.
Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Take care, guys. And,
keep
if you ever do a show again, let me know.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, we're going to do our next show. It's December 3rd, 2014. That was our buddy Ken from New Jersey, who reminds me a lot of this guy I know who does a program on Heroes Talk Tuesday nights, the same time as Geeks of Rage, called the DJ New Style Show. You should check that out as well. It's the flagship of the Heroes Talk Nation. Does that mean something?
So to summarize,
Brian sucks.
Quit. Brian called me and said, I am out. You guys are a-holes, and
I'm
not coming back.
You just decided to stop emailing me. I'm taking the hint. Here I come, Jail Chop.
No, I would like you to be a part of this program. I would like you to be a part of this program as much as you can. I think you are a perfect antagonist for me. I love fighting with you week in and week out. But I understand that you've got priorities. You've got a real show that has stayed strong with you for 20-some episodes now.
Yeah.
I'm not making a joke. I'm being dead serious.
It's not 220, but yeah, it's 20.
Yeah, no, but that show that did 220, which actually did more than 220.
253.
Thank you very much. But that show...
Sorry, didn't mean to insult.
That show vanished for a year.
Yeah.
And that show, admittedly, has a crabby little bitch that's talking right now on it that might just disappear tomorrow. I might decide in 6 minutes I'm done with this show forever.
That would be a sad day. I certainly don't want the dispension of Brian to be the end of Best in Show Radio.
Oh, it
you
won't.
Guys don't
oh,
know.
No. You give yourself too much credit. But.
Don't worry about that. Do you know how good James would look if he slid over and we could see him better on camera? Oh, it would be awesome.
Much better.
He's thinner than you.
And more handsome. And younger and taller. There's lots of, and he's really good at producing, apparently.
It's true.
I think his glasses are a little more expensive, too.
And Brian's girlfriend thinks he looks handsome.
Finally.
No, I understand 100% whatever you want to do. I'd like you to be here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I genuinely like. We'll stop being. Stop being a jerk for a split second.
I'm not being a jerk.
No. I'll stop being a jerk for a split second. I'd like doing a show with you. I'd like you to continue doing a show with me. But I totally understand if you have your priorities and you don't have the time to. Even if you wanted to, semi regularly be involved. Hey guys, I can't make it this week. I'll see you guys next week.
All right. Yeah.
Pull a Fred. That's fine. I'll see you guys in 3 months when I'm not high. That's fine.
Have a baby and never talk to us again.
So yeah, okay. Thank you for making me comfortable. Can we get around to what has happened to you guys in the last year?
Yeah, we were talking about you. We've been talking about you week in and week out for the past year.
I'm curious. Are you still a vegetarian? Chris?
I am. I am still a vegetarian.
You're still not killing animals.
I am still not a vegetarian, but I will not lie. I've had moments of weakness.
Ham.
I've had moments of weakness that have involved ham.
Around the holidays.
No.
Just arbitrarily.
Drunk in the middle of the night, I decided I needed a ham and cheese sandwich
on
a bagel.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
I love you to death.
What?
You were never a vegetarian.
How do you figure?
You've been eating fish nonstop since you stopped eating
and cheese,
the other things.
Too.
No, well, that's true too. In a
fish
way, cheese is not a vegetable, but
fish is a vegetable.
You got to kill
the guy that posted on Christmas Eve about his salmon and lobster and his seven fish Christmas Eve. He's calling himself a vegetarian.
Yes.
You don't eat poultry or things with four legs.
I don't eat meat. When I was brought up in the Catholic faith, and in the Catholic faith, I've been taught that on Fridays of Lent, you don't eat meat. You just eat fish. I only eat fish. Okay. Thank you.
It's good to see you're embracing your
Catholic
roots again.
You're a Catholic vegetarian. That's
right.
What it
I'm
is.
A Catholicarian. That's what I am. Other than that...
cheese, too. You get to eat cheese.
Yeah, but that doesn't count.
It doesn't count?
No. No, you're allowed to eat meat products. You just can't eat meat themselves.
You know that cheese involves the use of rennet?
Raping.
No.
Raping, actually taking an animal and raping it. They violate it vaginally anally, and then they say, oh, by the way, here's your udders.
You're not understanding. Rennet is it's extracted from the stomach lining of tiny little baby sheep and cows and stuff. You got to kill them in order to make rennet, which is necessary to make cheese.
Oh, like cheesecloth, you mean?
No, the cheesecloth is just the piece of cotton that you separate the curds from the whey. The actual enzyme that is used to make the curds is... comes from the lining of the stomach of a tiny little baby cow.
I can make curds.
A baby cow.
I can
baby
make,
little be, even right. before they've they still have to have some lactose enzymes working. They have to be young enough for this to happen. So they have to slaughter tiny little babies.
I've made cheese in my own home without any sort of retinins or whatever they're called. Without my retinas.
Farmer's
I wasn't
cheese.
Even looking.
Farmer's cheese. So that's all you eat. You eat ricotta or ragout or whatever you call it.
That's what it's called. No, here's what I'm talking about. By the way, our friend DJ Newstyle had a little bit of a vicious attack of people of my ethnicity on his program. I don't know if it was last week or the week before. You should go download that over at djnewstyleshow.com. But regardless, I'm not saying – I've always said I'm not a vegetarian. I'm a fakeitarian because I eat fish.
And cheese.
Stop with the cheese. Stop with it. And I eat Jell-O too, which is made with ground up bones. I can't stop eating Jell-O.
He is right. I know the common usage of the word vegetarian includes people that eat dairy, but the fact is, if you're a vegetarian and you're doing it for moral reasons, you should have nothing to do with any kind of dairy or eggs or anything like that.
I understand. You have decided that I am not strict enough in limiting myself. I'm not there yet.
I think it's a good idea. Yeah. And don't get me wrong.
But I'm not there yet. I would ideally love to have a macrobiotic diet of nothing but brown rice and enjoy life, but I'm not there.
But it's like him saying he's heterosexual. He'll dabble with a dude every now and then, but he's heterosexual.
Pop it in, bro.
Yeah.
Pop it in. We're hanging out. No big deal. We've had a couple of drinks, and drinking doesn't count, which is why my ham sandwich doesn't count. I was drunk when that happened, and when that thing with that guy,
exactly,
I was drunk.
Exactly.
I was drunk. So, yes, I am still a fakeitarian.
Okay.
I've had an interesting year. I've had some time to to think about life. I don't think there's really much to talk about. I don't think that I'm gonna. Should I be discussing the fact that on April 28th that some police officers in the fine state of New Jersey decided to take my blood alcohol level and found it to be not up to their snuff? And as a result, my driver's license was taken away? No. I don't think we need to talk about that, do we?
Was it vegetarian persecution?
It absolutely was. They were looking at me
and saw the fish fillet box in the back.
There was a McDonald's bag, and they said, wait, there's no burgers in here. What the hell did you do? Yeah.
Dead baby cows on the floor, reeking of cheese.
Earlier this year, or last year, excuse me, I went out to a fine event in southern New Jersey at the Stone Pony in Asbury Park with our friends.
This happened then? I didn't know that.
Eastside Dave and his lovely wife, Casey, and Joey from, why can't I remember the hell the name of his show? Not the Show, Sunday Nights. I don't remember his website off the top of my head. And we went and we enjoyed a nice show. We saw the Pie Tasters and HR from nice. Bad Brains, and I got a little drunk. I got a little bit drunk, and
the one time thing,
right? I got drunk once in my life, and this one time, as I got drunk, I don't remember really leaving bars and stuff. I do remember vaguely having a conversation with Casey as we were leaving, and she's like, "You're really screwed up. You can't drive a car right now." I'm like, "No, don't worry. I'm not driving. I'm gonna go to sleep in the car right now."
while it's in drive on cruise control.
Don't worry. I'm going to sleep. It's going to be fine. That smells delicious, whatever you're drinking.
Was, they're behind you.
Grape soda?
It smells like grape soda.
Winter blackberries.
Smells delicious. Anyway, so I was... It's really sweet. I got a little drunk. I thought I was going to the car to sleep. I went to the car. I thought I went to sleep.
You didn't actually tell yourself that you were going to sleep. You told someone that you were going to sleep
no,
so that you could get in the car and
I
drive
swear home. To God, I really was going to go to sleep. And I thought I was going to sleep.
Didn't you actually go to sleep?
And I think I went to sleep. Because when I woke up...
You were in jail.
I was standing on a street corner in the middle of a field sobriety test. My whole driving adventure, which, by the way, lasted 3 blocks. It took them 3 blocks from where I started to actually say, hey, this guy's going to kill someone. And I had an hour drive to get home. I would have never made it. I wouldn't have made it if I did get...
They also might someone have just been have planted outside of the bar waiting for a... Nimrod like you to
well,
drive away.
As I read the police report, I almost ran head on into a police car, and that's how they knew to pull me
over.
That's
a red flag.
Hey, wait a minute. This guy's doing something. Yeah, I swerved on the wrong side of the road and almost ran into the police car. Like I said, I don't recall any of this. I was totally blacked out. I literally came back to consciousness on the side of the road with 1 foot up. And then I put my foot down as I started toppling over, and I remember looking at the policeman in front of me and being like, I can't do this. I just can't do this. Is there a point in going through this? Because this is ridiculous.
What did he respond? Do you remember?
I wish I knew. I do know that I did read my again, I based it a lot on the police report, reading on the police report after the fact, seeing the whole thing of just like, oh, my God, I'm going to lose my job. Oh, my God, I can't believe I've done that. I was totally freaked out. It was a disaster mess. And then I went, and they were really cool to me. They were really nice because I was really cooperative. They were nice about it as they tried to.
You mean the cops or
yes.
Your job?
No, we're not going to talk about my job because I'm going to assume that most people from my job will never listen to this show. It's the only reason I'm talking about this right now. The police were very cool to me. And as it turned out, they didn't have the proper licensing or testing done on their equipment, on their Alcatel machine.
Whoa.
So that 0.19 BAC thrown out of court, and it's only a 3-month suspension. See you later, suckers.
So that's great. You've got now your license to drive back. There's no insurance premium effect.
I have a conditional license at the moment because there's a course that I have to go through.
What's the condition?
Physics.
Didn't you also forget or like
yes.
miss the timing of
your
license?
I could have gotten my conditional. I mean, this course that I'm going through right now that I have 3 more weeks to go through now. I could have done this like 6 months ago, but I just never did. I just said, it's a suspension. I'll wait for the suspension to be over and then I'll go to DMV. And that's what I did. I showed up at DMV like, hey, I'm ready to get my license back. And they're like, yeah, you never did your drunk driver program. So go to the program and then in 7 weeks we'll talk. So that's what I'm in. So every Saturday they talk to me. I go and sit in a room that should be about, hey, you're a drunk driver and you're bad. Don't do it. Instead, what I get is I sit in a class with a bunch of people, and the teacher of the class is just like, yeah, man, they're railroading you. They're just trying to get money out of you. They don't care about anything.
Nice.
The best thing is, like 2 weeks ago, they made us write down the story. What happened the night you were drunk?
Did you all get the nerd to write it for you?
Well, apparently, I should have written it because I was the nerd, as we find out. I wrote my story, and I tell it to the class, and I'm truthful about what happened. The other 15 to 20 people in the class, every one of them got screwed by the man. I'm the only person that was an actual drunk driver that drove drunk and screwed up that night. Everyone else like, man, I just had there was a beer that fell over next to me while I was parking my car. And the guy who runs the class is like, yeah, man, they're railroading you. It's screwing you up. And I'm just like, wow, I'm the dick. I'm the dick who's the only guy that's the drunk in this class, and everyone else is
maybe everyone's afraid of actually incriminating themselves on a piece of paper that can now be submitted to a court that can sort of wipe the whole – like the things that are in progress in court might – you know, it might not have been smart for you to
I doubt all of them are afraid of that, though, and most of them must know that when they've reached that point, they've reached that point. Like nobody's going to now go investigating. It's not like they're reopening a homicide or something. There's probably
not that we know of. Not that we know. Not to take a step back.
It was only 3 blocks, Chris. How bad could it have been?
it's Asbury Park, you know. Not to take a step back, but Dr. X says in the chat room, the police report said the subject was cooperative but kept mumbling incoherently about wanting an everything bagel with jalapeno cream cheese. Oh, my
and
God.
Ham.
If I would have had a jalapeno cream cheese bagel that night, none of this would have ever happened.
Probably would have fell asleep at the front of your car.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was great.
You know, it was funny.
Crammed up.
Hey, wait a minute.
That morning, I got to work, and I look at my phone, and I see like a Jersey number calling me a couple times, and I'm like, what is this number? So I'm just assuming
Jay,
it's
allow Keith to point out when he was at work, because the next day, I was supposed to be at work. This yeah. happened on a Thursday.
Right, so this is the morning when Chris should be at work, and I'm looking at and I'm like, what is this? So now I see I have a voicemail. So
and I'm sitting there on the wrong end of Johnny Love,
and I listen to it, and the voicemail pretty. It's Chris. Like
the voicemail was pretty.
It's Chris on the voicemail, pretty much saying, "Yeah, it's me. I'm in trouble. I need help. I'm in jail."
That's it. Was really true. Those are the truth. Joining us on the hottest of all lines here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Who's this?
Yeah, it's the one person you want calling in during this part.
It's the one person I want calling in during... Wait, is that Eric?
Nope.
Oh, it's Monty?
Yep.
Hi, what's up, buddy? How are you?
How are you guys? Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's fantastic to be back.
Yes, I got a couple bones to pick.
Oh, boy. Pick away.
Number one, Chris, you owe me money, and you're not responding to my emails. I don't know if this is the only way I can get in touch with you, number one.
You money?
Problem solved.
I don't know what you're talking about. I will respond to you immediately after this program, and I will get to you on Pal Talk on PayPal tonight.
Check okay. in the mail, Monty.
Number two, Keith, I'm sorry that my Giants are going to embarrass your team on Sunday. I know you haven't had a win since 2004 in the playoffs, but, you know.
So they're finally showing up? They're going to show up to a game this week?
Oh, yeah.
They did show up to against the Dallas Cowboys, no?
They did, and against the Jets.
Yeah, so.
And against the Redskins. Oh.
And number three, I think everyone here, or you guys at least, know my feelings on drinking and driving, but I'll let the rest of the audience know that I do not approve of it. I'm just not crazy about it being spoken about, so what's the word that I'm looking at? So cavalier, if you will.
Comedically? Is it really cavalier? Because the fact of the matter is I am 100%, if I'm not clear in the way I'm saying it, I'm 100% ashamed of what I did, and for the record, have not drank and driven since that day in April, and I will never again. I have 100% learned my lesson. We would have gotten to that point eventually if I haven't said it yet. It's the fact of the matter is I should have been dead. And I screwed up. I screwed up majorly, and I've screwed up many times in my life before this date. And this was not to bring everybody down, but this was an eye-opening event, and it was a sobering experience. It was a sobering experience, to say the least. I don't mean to make light of it. But I make light of everything.
And you did agree. And this is, I'm not saying this to sound like funny. It's obviously not funny, but I did say to you at one point, if you were that drunk, imagine as scary as it was to wake up during the field sobriety test. Imagine waking up during the field sobriety test and just seeing like an ambulance and like a sheet.
100%, exactly. I got off easy. I got off totally easy. By the way,
yeah,
our buddy.
I just have a problem with so many people that we know who drink and drive on a pretty regular basis, and it is a thing that is seen as not such a big deal because everyone does it and everyone's been doing it
Agreed.
For years and everyone is okay with it. And it kind of makes me crazy.
Agreed. By the way, you're being applauded in the chat room by our buddy Jack Murphy because by making the bold statement that you do not approve of drinking and driving. He just wanted to say that. But the fact of the matter is you're 100% right. Everyone, most people, and I say most people, I can't say everyone because I know, Monty, you do not drink, but most people that do drink have drank and driven, drink and droven?
Actually,
drunk and driven at some point in their life. And it's not something that should be common, but it is.
And I have a question for you because Jay on New Year's Eve posted on Twitter and Facebook that he would be available to give people rides if they were too drunk to drive. Did anyone actually take you up on that?
Nobody did.
Nobody did.
They were
luckily,
drunk.
Because I didn't really feel like driving anymore.
So you just tell them, nah, you're fine, don't worry.
But I have driven many drunken person home, and I would much rather, even when it's completely out of my way and a pain in the ass, I will do it for people because
I will say this.
Spoken like a person who hasn't been around Chris when he's drunk.
You know what? 100% of what I'm about to bring up is Monty/Jay has driven me home when I was a drunken mess, and I didn't even have a car. This was after my DWI, and I couldn't drive. I was going to go take a train home. He wound up giving me a lift home, and on the way home, actually came into 7-Eleven with me and was basically fought the beer out of my hand. Like, dude, you don't need to be drinking anymore. Stop. You know,
we're in 7-Eleven. It's 4 in the morning. He's trying to get another can of
Coors
Light.
Tap the Rockies.
No,
it's right
beer
now.
What's that insane clown posse beer?
Oh, I didn't get juice or anything like
juice,
that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you were getting a can of juice.
I don't know what just happened there, but
that's my phone. Excuse me. When I get a text message, it does that.
Awesome.
Sorry, but I stood inside the 7-Eleven with you and didn't allow you to get it. And then you said, "Listen, all you're gonna do is drive me home, drop me off, and all I'm gonna do is walk to the 7-Eleven." Which is what happened. I did drive you home, and then you just walked to the 7-Eleven.
I like how Chris is arguing with his drunk ride home to pull over and buy beer for him. Or at least, like, just give me some time.
Well, Chris's mind, he's like, well, I'm not driving anyway, so I might as well.
Yeah, well, I was hanging out.
But I just feel that friends need to take more initiative on their friends. I think people feel like they don't want to get involved, or people can make decisions for themselves, but... I'll speak for myself that as an addict, you definitely need friends to step in and prevent you from doing certain things. Because when friends enable you, it just doesn't help as much as they think they're helping. Again, not to bring the whole show down.
So you're trying to say that friends shouldn't let friends drive drunk is what you're trying to say.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I've coined that. It's my own little catchphrase.
Monty against drunk driving.
Right, yeah, med, exactly. It's a nice thing that we've been working on. Yeah. But not I get it, and there's the whole connotation of you being the dull nerd because you have a problem with people drinking and driving. But the fact of the matter is, you're right. You're 100% right, and people shouldn't be doing it, and I shouldn't have been doing it. And I'm lucky to be alive, despite the fact that I've done it for as many years as I did. The fact that I got my first DWI. At the ripe old age of 37, yes, kids, I was 37 back then. It's amazing.
It's a miracle.
I should have been dead a million times over for countless other reasons too. But for DWI specifically, I drank and drove a lot.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that you avoided actually getting the cuffs on your wrists for drinking and driving.
On multiple occasions where you and I were in Jersey City together, and I challenged a police officer to get the breathalyzer, because I've done that. And
then got pulled over again 10 seconds later.
See, the semantics that – I mean, certainly I'm not going to argue with Monty or anyone else who's going to suggest that it's wrong to drink and drive. I support that. I certainly don't do it myself. I'm a little uptight about it.
You don't have a car.
No, I was just going to say you have a car.
I no longer own a car. When I did, I'd never – drives.
Never.
I never have.
I believe
I
Brian.
Was one of those like annoying guys who would drink soda at
You're
the
just an annoying guy anyway,
yeah,
but
and as I'm sure you can attest to, I've been the annoying guy who is like taking the keys from my friends whenever they were going to go drive drunk.
Smart.
But I mean, it's forget about
but that's you know, that's the point is that I'm always am I allowed to curse here?
No.
If you really must.
I prefer you didn't.
Okay, I won't curse, but I'm the one who's always looked at as a jackhole whenever I'm the one who wants to say
What's
something because I'm always the one who is ruining people's good times.
Right. And you probably
I'm sorry
are.
That at 3 in the morning if I kind of want people to slow down or have a drink of water. You know
You're
what
a
I mean? That's like, oh, leave them alone. They're having a good time.
Well, and you probably are. You're
whoa,
getting
whoa, whoa, whoa,
Mr. Busy Pants, getting sticking your nose in everyone's business and slowing down whatever they want to do.
I find
a free
a
world. Let them do it.
I find a dramatic difference between having a quarrel with people being drunk and getting drunker and having a problem with people drinking and driving. Two separate issues.
Yeah.
No. I'm saying if you were driving – I'm sorry. I'm saying someone who is going to eventually drive home within the night.
Okay.
So when it's 3 in the morning and I'm like, okay, I'm like maybe you should slow down a little bit like because you still have to drive home. Like, I'm the one who's ruining people's fun for that.
Yeah, see, I disagree with that. I don't think you're ruining anything. I think you're...
But I get it. But I'm telling you that, you know, every you know,
no, you're wrong.
As much as a bold statement it is that I'm against drunk driving, I'm sure everyone's against drunk driving, but no one ever actively does anything about it.
You're incorrect, because you think you're doing the right thing. You're wrong. You're doing the right thing. I don't. I have. There's nothing. I don't. You know, just because you got a bunch of drunk jerk friends, you know, I wouldn't sweat it. I would continue to fight the good fight on your.
And I think we're all getting to a point now. Well, I know he's a little younger than us, but we're all getting to a point now where we're all way too old to have people be like fighting and arguing with somebody that's trying to prevent someone from driving drunk.
I can't believe that people still fight with drunk people. Like, you know, when people are having like an argument with a drunk person trying to like rationalize with them, I don't understand why people still do that when they should be fully aware that there's no rationalizing with them.
They're probably still drunk themselves. That's the only time that I fight with drunk people, when I'm drunk.
You're drunk fighting.
Yes.
You're drunk fighting is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian's a pro. He's a drunk fighting professional.
But I mean, I've seen him fight sober too.
At least what I'm trying to say is that, you know, forget about saving lives. It's a legitimate thing to actually save your friends the expense and the embarrassment of going to jail and having their license taken away from them. And, you know, you're a good friend to keep their lives together. You know, forget about if they're going to kill someone. Wouldn't it have been better if you were pissed off at someone and you didn't get pulled over by the cops that day, Chris? And
Immediately, I'd say no. That day, I would say yes. But as of right now, which isn't immediately, and none of the words I just said made any sense, in the grand scheme of things, I think it's good that I got pulled over the way I did and no one was injured in the process, and the only thing that hurt was my checkbook.
Yeah, right.
Because as of right now, I know 100% unequivocally I will never drink and drive again. I got my hand slapped, and I will never put my hand in that cookie jar again. I will get drunk, and I'll take a train. I will get drunk, and I'll take a cab. I will not drink and drive again. I think it was – I got off so easy, and I got the message brought to me so clearly and so painlessly.
I want cookies.
Seriously, delicious. No, friends don't let friends eat cookies.
Is that the first time you ever got your hand slapped?
To this extent, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
For other things too. You need that sobering experience to stop something that you shouldn't be doing.
What do you mean?
Health-wise.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Like a guy telling me, "Hey, your liver's going to explode. Stop drinking."
Yes, and then you did stop drinking for a long period of time.
Right.
But you wouldn't even consider it before then.
Correct.
Yes. But you need that one
moment
where you've gone too far or gone overboard.
Right.
And you lucked out because you didn't go.
I've been pulled over by police multiple times, but I've never gotten arrested.
It's called hitting bottom, and apparently some of us have to hit bottom many times till we get it.
And I'll be honest, I don't think what I hit. That is where I won't go any lower then. But I don't think that what I hit was the bottom. I could have done much worse than I did.
Well, I think that's what bottom.
Yeah, for the
bottom.
Bottomley's, by the way, they're closed now. You got to head over to the Bay Street Saloon over on Bay Street. Bay Street Saloon. Every Friday night.
See, I think the big problem is that most people know everything. They think they know everything. And they think they know everything. And they know for a fact, either they know they're okay to drive or they know that they're not getting pulled over. And you could try to argue with them. And then, like he said, why fight with drunk people? It's even that much harder now. If he's
drunk
trying to tell this drunk person that they're going to get pulled over, they know they're not going to get pulled over because either they've never gotten pulled over. Exactly.
I know it all.
And that's the problem.
Yeah. I'm not trying to make light of it. And if it came off that I was making light of it, I apologize to you, Monty, and to everyone that's listening out there. Because the fact of the matter is, drinking and driving, don't do it. It's no joke.
Yes. I want to say, Chris, I'm glad you're alive. You know, I love you, and I want to see you have a great year. And I'm glad that you guys are back. And thank you for giving me the chance to call in.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much for being involved and calling the program. Thanks for everything. And I swear to you, I'll get you on PayPal later on tonight. Gambling.
All
bets.
Right. Happy
Gambling
New bets. Year.
God bless, buddy.
Happy New Year.
Have a good one.
By the way, the
64th Have a nice Matty Ice Sunday.
The $64,000 question is being posed by Dr. X in the chat room. What was Chris drinking that night? Lots of shots of Jameson.
Greyhounds.
Lots of Greyhounds. Lots of beer. I was double fisting beers and getting vodka and grapefruits and shots of Jameson. That young man, Eastside Dave, knows his way around some Irish whiskey, and we were putting him down. We were picking him up, putting him down, laying him down, all that sorts of stuff. It was a good time. It was a really great time. I actually had a really fantastic night up until the fact that I decided to drive and almost smash into a police car.
Hey, are you and Monty still sharing shrinks?
I have not been to my therapist since my drinking and driving incident, because as a result of my drinking and driving, I actually went to rehab, which I guess I didn't bring up, and probably was another great topic to talk about, because you know we're trying to bring everybody down in every possible way tonight. But yeah, I went to rehab for a little bit, and I didn't drink, and I couldn't afford to go to rehab 3 days a week and pay a therapist, so I haven't been to my therapist since. Thank you.
So you gave that up then? That's done.
I gave it up. I was going back a couple of weeks ago, and then wound up about a month ago, and wound up severely sprained my ankle, and it was 2 days before I was supposed to go to my appointment, and I couldn't walk for a couple of weeks. So I'm probably going to be scheduling an appointment with him relatively soon. We will be at the same therapist again, assuming he still goes to the same therapist, the doc. In another week or two, I'll probably go back to him. Because I need to talk to him, because my brain is so scrambled, mostly by the fact that I'm here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com.
It's a happy scramble.
It is. Here on Hear Us Talk, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be.
You know, Chris?
What? No, I don't.
He's a good guy. Drinks too much, but this song here is Public Image Limited, and it always sounded to me like a song that you would have wrote and recorded on your 4-track.
Oh, Pill?
Yes, Pill, exactly. And so the other night, I was trying to get in touch with you, but you were locked up or something, so...
I probably wasn't near my...
I needed to find Public Image Limited fans and let them know that there's a guy that makes 4-track music that kind of sounds like their band.
Nice. How could you have done that? You should have reached out in some way.
Well, you know what? I did. And I'm going to share that secret with you right now.
You found a way to communicate with people when they were incommunicable.
Incommunicado. Exactly. ICU2. Go to ICU2.com, hit download, and your life is better from this point on.
Wait, so this is an internet website we're talking about.
It's an internet website that allows you to talk to other people just like you, and maybe some that are not so much like you, because you know what? You should meet all types of people.
Absolutely.
It's got to be expensive. It's on the internet.
Diversity.
You know what? Jimmy, I thought that myself, but guess what? It's not. And
the price of diversity is worth it. It's worth it every second of the way. I think that what I've heard, and I'm not trying to spread any rumors here, free download. I heard.
Free download, free trial. You know what? It's if you, at this point, have still not tried ICU2.com, I have been thinking about ICU2 for a year now, a year straight, and I've been dying to tell someone about it, and now I finally once again have a forum to tell people to go to ICU2.com, download it, sign up for it, use it, and talk to everybody, because everybody's on ICU2 now.
Everybody in the world can get there. So you're telling me I can find someone in Bangladesh that's on ICU2?
You can find two people in Bangladesh, my friend.
I don't think there are two people. Bangladesh, population, one. So there's some incorrect information.
I know it's like a low population problem in those parts of the world.
But that guy has two cameras, though. So technically, you can get him twice. It is an amazing piece of software, and everybody needs to check it out. Head over to ICU2.com and download this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
I'm going to guess we're not prepared, and we don't have rejoiner music to come back with, so we're just going to rejoin right now. You're listening to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com.
No.
Rejoiner now. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Hear Us Talk, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. If you want to be a part, give us a call, like all of our other friends have, at 347-467-1247. That's 347-467-1BIS. It's a wonderful, wonderful little stupid thing that we're doing here. I don't know what the topic that we're going
to
be talking about.
Like to find out what happened to Keith this last year. Has anything exciting happened to you, Keith, in the last...
Yeah, did
months?
You hear about the Falcons? They're in the playoffs.
That's right.
Well, interestingly enough, a while back.
Interestingly enough, I learned how to pronounce interestingly.
Apparently, I didn't.
Sort of.
A while back on Best in Show, this here program, Chris and I, and actually all of us, had discussed my going back to school. And Chris told me that there is absolutely no way, there is no reason, Keith, actually, Brian, I think Chris and you fought about it, because you were all for it. And Chris was telling me there's no reason for me to even try to go back to school, because I've tried it in the past, I've done nothing with it, I've dropped out of the classes, I'm not going to get a degree, so why bother? And I said, you know what, I think I agree. But I can now proudly say
no,
that as of last week,
no,
I, Keith, from Best in Show Radio,
get out of here,
had I not failed my environmental science class, would have had an associate's degree.
So you don't?
I do not.
So you have another semester to go.
Does that mean that, yeah, you failed the whole course, you got to take it over?
I have to take that, some that or astronomy or physics, one of the selected science classes over.
So. Could you just quit?
You're so close. No, don't quit. Just one more quit. Course. That's He's one. It's astronomy, for God's sake. You look at the stars and write words.
What could your associates be in?
It's just liberal arts.
Astronomy and stuff.
It's pointless. It's not going to do anything for me unless I continue on. And then when I get the bachelor's degree, that won't do anything for me. But this was all, I think I said this when I started, this was personal achievement time. This is something I need to do for myself.
I'd like to congratulate you I'd like to congratulate you on personally achieving nothing. You've gone to school for a while and you got nothing to show for.
One more course. You get an associate degree that will let you in the door.
I felt like you were starting a chant there. One more course. One more course. You know, it's going to be tremendous.
That'll open the door to any other a number of courses that you wanted to go down. If you decide you wanted to take a Bachelor of Science in some other field, this will get you. You'll have a better chance getting
Jack,
there.
Jack Murphy points out in the chat room, it will get you other things. Debt. That's what it
gets. Oh, it's gotten me a lot of that
so
far.
That's true, yeah.
I'm actually just going to stay in school for the rest of my life so I don't ever have to
pay
the loans
back. That's how most people do it. That's how most people do it. You're really not going to finish. You're not going to go back and finish one course.
No, he's
not.
No,
I am. I am this semester. What I'm annoyed at.
What class are you taking?
You know what it is? I have to decide between, because this is only a two-year school. It's a SUNY school, but it's only a two-year school.
You've been going for like 3.5 years.
No, it hasn't been that long. Oh, that was when I first started at a different school.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, no, I've been in college since I was 20.
So you've been in college for 43 years?
Yes.
Wow. And you almost have your associates.
I have to decide now if I'm going to take extra classes rather than pay out of pocket, because in order to get loans, you need to go full time. So I'll have to take extra classes now in addition to the one I need to finish my degree from this school and then transfer. Or just try to find a school to transfer everything to now. The difference is I won't have that associate's degree. I'll just be moving everything into the search for the bachelor's degree.
How much is it going to cost to take one course?
But wait, what are you going to do with an associate's?
More than I have out of pocket, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. What are you going to do with an associate's?
Are you not hearing me? Yeah, or hearing what he said as well. You can use that to transition. You can get into other schools to get a Bachelor of Science.
I did hear 100%. What could you possibly do with an associate?
What he's saying is that
there's no point in him worrying about getting this associate's if the only goal is that he's really just going for a bachelor's with this groundwork. Screw the associate's.
That associate's is going to get him that peace of mind that he actually did it.
You know what? That's exactly – I think – as he says that, that's exactly it. I think in my head it's that I want to finally have this degree already. I'm annoyed as hell at the fact that this is a class that's all online because people are busy. They have busy schedules.
Ustreamer 995955 is saying that you can get a job at the college with that associate's degree in the lunchroom. It'll work out for you.
And the reason I failed this class, by the way, is because the lab portion of it required me to find a councilman to interview on fracking.
Oh.
Wow. So I'm taking this class online.
Did you just say something in English? Because I didn't understand it.
You know what fracking is?
No, I don't.
It's drilling for oil in New York, basically.
Hydrofracking.
Well, if you would have said hydrofracking, then I would have known.
No, I think it's also like
I knew 100% what hydrofracking was.
Really?
Yes.
All right,
cool. I actually had a conversation about this with someone about a week and a half ago, believe it or not.
Not.
No, really?
Well, that's what fracking is. And you couldn't find one congressman to talk about this?
He could. He just didn't feel like it.
He just didn't care enough about his education.
It couldn't
obviously.
Be by email or over the phone. It had to be in person.
You had to make go it up. To the office.
And the thing that
I had to go someplace?
You couldn't make it up?
You know what? Why am I taking online classes so I could go track down a councilman for a meeting?
There's a councilman that represents your district.
And I'm sure he's dying to sit and let me interview him.
I'm not saying he's dying for it, but I'm telling you, you might have to go a quarter mile from your house.
If you lied,
I'm pretty sure that's what
known.
His job is.
You know what?
I was our buddy,
100% right.
Our buddy Jack Murphy is in the chat room. Our buddy Jack Murphy is in the chat room.
You is he think a councilman?
You think he couldn't put you in touch with a councilman that would be able to talk to you about fracking?
Oh, Jesus,
or
I forgot about him.
Why'd you forget? Oh, because we had a year off from the radio and you forgot that everything existed. Yeah, no, he's here. He's actually yelling in the chat room. Dude, we could have hooked up the lie. What the F? Actually, he said WTF.
Well, I got to take the class again.
That's what the meant.
I got to take the class
what
again.
What the frack?
What the frack, exactly.
You don't have to take that. You could take another course if you really are, like, you're afraid of councilmen or something like that. You could find some other.
Well, I can't complain because apparently that – I didn't look to the lab section until I was, like, halfway through the class. I was like, oh, wait, what the hell do I have to do here anyway? And at that point, I didn't leave myself enough time. And most of these classes, these science classes, when you need to take, like, a lab, you log in and you do, like, this virtual lab on the internet or something, and it's just – it's stupid busy work.
Like with a mouse, you like pour a beaker or something? Like virtual labs?
Sort of.
Next time you can use ICU2.com to speak to a councilman.
That's what I would do. Come on. Come on.
Oh, the phone lines are hot.
I hope someone's been keeping track of who's been calling the hottest of all lines. Who's with us right now?
It's John.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Keith, I am so mad at you right now.
You should be. I you know what? Damn, that's all I could say.
Steve, not only we could have hooked up the line, but we could have like handled this in a way where not only would you have not had to have met anyone, but if the person ever called, they would have said that they met you.
Oh. Can we do this again if I take the class again?
He said
can
no.
You, can you go try to get an incomplete?
I could. I could try it.
See, if you can get a change to incomplete, we can knock this out like in like 2 days.
All right. All right.
Academic fraud.
He could actually take you to a hydro fracking, what would you call that thing? Like a pylon, a machine thing? He could actually do one of them for
we
you.
We have to use words that we can't use on the air to describe the process.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be profane.
Isn't that how they get milk from cows?
Yeah, they use the bellies of lambs. They take
they
lambs
frack
and throw
them.
All right, I will keep that in mind, my friend. Thank you. And
no,
I should
no
have
problem.
Had it in mind earlier. I when you just said his name, it all came crashing down on me like my
expect Keith like to email F. you in about 2.5 years.
Welcome back, fellas.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Enjoy your night.
We will, and we hope you enjoy yours as well. By the way, Ustreamer 160325 is pointing out in the chat room that Monty's going to call any second now to voice his disapproval of academic fraud. Awesome. It's really nice. It's really nice to be back here doing this stupid show again and having some friends calling in and being part of the magic that we're doing, even though I should be watching Monday Night Raw right now. It's really awesome to be back alive again.
And that's pretty much – that was my year for the most part.
That was it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything like major or life-changing happened and nothing did.
Have you gotten your license yet?
No, but I drove a car for the first time about a week ago.
Wow, so Tony got his license before you.
Did he?
You know, that's the kind of thing that I thought we wouldn't talk about here because I was thinking he would talk about it on his own show, The Awful Hour.
Oh, but that Tony did too?
But Brian stole Veal Chop from The Awful Hour, and now our friend Tony, Awful Hour Tony, no longer has a radio show. He sits and stares at the walls of his house waiting for someone to come talk on microphones.
All he has to do is play more video games. He'd be welcome to come on over to
From what I understand, he actually plays a fair amount of video games. He just can't talk. I think that's the problem with him. He's great at playing games. He just sucks at talking about them after the fact.
But yeah, I did. I went with my girlfriend because I did get my learner's permit finally. And I went.
Did you have a bet with him about that?
No.
I felt that was 2 years ago.
That was Veal Chop that had that bet with Tony I just talked about.
Crossed the street.
Oh, okay, because,
I'm sorry.
Because we had a thing where I had to wear like a Derek Jeter jersey or something if I didn't get my license by my 35th birthday. My 38th birthday is a couple weeks away.
And
so.
we also have a bet on that you can't make a tie by yourself, and you failed that one too. We never go through with anything. And we're going to meet at the Renaissance Festival, like whatever.
You know what, though? Yeah, I don't drive yet. I'll let you guys know, but... But this New Year's Eve, everyone's talking about New Year's resolutions. And I've always been like the person that gets mad at the idea of New Year's resolutions. They're silly and they're stupid. Chris, are you laughing?
Everybody's always talking about New Year's resolutions. I feel like I'm watching a Showtime at the Apollo. Like this is you're setting up your big routine. Everybody's always talking about New Year's resolutions.
Well, to be fair, that's all that we talked about before the show. It was just like that good half hour, 45 minutes, setting up the, what are we going to talk about? How about New Year's resolutions?
I didn't even hear that. Neither did I.
That's because it didn't happen. It just didn't happen. You guys just, you totally ripped the curtain down, and he tried to make
Thank
it.
You, Brian. I appreciate your attempt.
He tried to help you out. He was like, here, take this. And instead of spiking the ball, you spiked it at him. He tried to save it.
Ow, my nose. Obviously.
You're no Gabriel Reese. Anyway.
But people are. You hear about it.
Everybody's always talking about New Year's resolutions. Hamburger.
I don't know if you've been back at work yet since New Year's Day.
I am.
No, I have not.
Besides here, I mean, besides this job. But people will talk about, what's your New Year's resolution? And I've said a million times in the past how I think the whole thing is stupid. But this year I actually said, you know what?
Got a resolution?
I'm going to make New Year's resolutions. I'm going to do some self-improvement things here. And you know what? To go into all of that stuff would be boring.
I'm going to try and actually pass that hydrofracking class this year.
At least my driving test.
Let's not get crazy.
But one of the things I thought is that with this new show, I want to go back into all the incomplete things with this return of our existing show.
Okay. What show is that?
Best in Show Radio.
BestinShowRadio.com, here on Hear Us Talk. The thing you do with your ears is a place to be, HearUsTalk.com, where you can call us if you so choose at 347-467-1247, 347-467-1BIS.
It's like the last year didn't even happen. I just fell right into it.
I'm not there yet. I used to be good. I used to hit those like once every 12 minutes.
I think you did great. I used to do it every 12 minutes.
You did great, but I hate seeing you turn your head.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember the number yet. I purchased that phone number about 3 hours ago.
That was the other curtain. I set the other curtain on fire.
We just had to move the board back here. It would have been wise.
That would have made so much sense. Or just write it on the wall so it could remember.
Or on your hand.
Or in your head.
Or have it on your computer screen right in front of you.
I could do that. I could actually just look at the computer screen that says, call Best in Show, 347-467-1247. Damn it. Anyway.
But I wanted to go back and find all the incomplete things. And there's a hell of a lot of them. I mean, it would require...
Ustreamer 160325, totally preempting what you're about to say, saying Box Bowl tournament announcement in 3, 2, 1.
And that's pretty much it. Go back and find all the empty promises and
unfinished business.
Unfinished business.
We're going to do a bit about the things that we didn't do, and we never even did the bit.
And the unfinished business bit is incomplete right now. There was a notebook. Brian had an entire notebook he was keeping of the unfinished business topics, and I would love to see that, by the way.
So but, I'm sure it still got it.
And I said that was one of the things because I feel like it's kind of like when you have a lot of books and you want to start reading new ones, but you feel like you never finished any of these, and you say, all right, you know what? Before I get anything new, I'm going to finish reading all of these books. And that's kind of how I feel.
But you do read more than one book at a time, right?
No.
I don't like
it. Well, I usually do because of school. I have to read more than one at a time, but...
Yeah, I'm always reading two or three books at the same time, and I totally screw myself up because of it, because then I don't know which one I want to go to. I'm always reading more than one book
at a time. That usually causes me to stop reading both of them or all three of them or whatever.
That's because you're a quitter.
I am.
You're a quitter that doesn't get his associate's degree. That's the type of person that you are.
No. That's because I'm a failure.
Oh, right. Sorry, I got it confused. Me, I'm a go-getter that decided, a week and a half into being in college, I'm not going to be involved with this, and moved on. I'm just going to read books, two, three at a time on my own.
So that was it. I wanted to go back and find all that unfinished business and complete all of those topics. And was there a box ball tournament?
There was supposed to be a box ball tournament. There was supposed to be a Renaissance Festival, which, by the way, I went to the Renaissance Festival this year.
As far as I'm concerned, you brought people to that people from our radio world. So you completed that.
Let's just check that off the list.
I went to the Renaissance Fair this year with our buddy Veal Chop from the Geeks of Raid Show, geeksofraidshow.com, Tuesday nights, but the podcast will get there like Wednesday. Check it out. I went there with him. Did you say easy?
Yeah, take it easy on me.
What do you mean? You're not going to give me...
This is easy on you. Don't you remember?
Hey, you recorded like midnight, when you're finishing late. So, of course, it's going to be a Wednesday morning podcast. But anyway, I did go to the Renaissance Festival with him this year. I believe I went with our friend Jimmy last year or 2 years ago.
Technically 2 years ago, yes.
Yeah, I've gone to the Renaissance Festival every year with someone... loosely related in the radio world for at least the past 2 years. I know you had very tight fitting clothing.
No, the top was very, very loose.
I know. Well, that's true. Yeah,
you had a pretty hairdo too.
He's handsome. Yeah. He's a handsome young man. I think he's
cute, actually.
I think we have links. Oh, adorable. Adorable would be the word that I would use. Yeah, we have links to that someplace on the internet. I don't know. Can't be bothered.
You know what kills me the most out of this whole thing?
What?
Out of this whole year, the thing that bothered me the most about not doing the show was when Labor Day came and went. And there was no Labor Day event to celebrate. I'm going to sidetrack myself for the shock on your face and ask you what you just read in the chat room.
I was shocked by the chat room. I now learned that Ustream in 995-955 is actually the beloved veal chop we were talking about before. And as he said, the Box Bowl tournament did happen in front of allegedly the best pizza place in the city.
During a chip cast.
No, it actually really did happen. We actually played Box Bowl in Brooklyn in front of a really great pizzeria. That I'm taken aback by his phrase allegedly, because this pizza place in Bay Ridge is by
Lenny's?
What's that?
Lenny's from Saturday
no,
Night.
No, pizzeria.
Oh, that was after I left.
Yes, we actually went and bought a couple of rubber balls and played
so
Box Bowl.
So just you and Veal Chop. Basically.
Well, this is why I'm
me,
allowing
Tony from the All Flower was there.
So it was a tournament.
And our no, they didn't play. And our friend Malcolm, and it was just Veal
Post
Chop
bowling.
And I.
Post bowling.
That's correct. Veal Chop and I played Box Bowl for a good, I'd say, an hour, probably about four, five games. He beat me every time. He beat me time and time again. I kept playing over and over again, like a fly, just going back to that light over and over again. And he just kept smacking me around. But I had so much fun playing. It was such a great time.
But here's the difference: for 24 to 48 hours.
Somebody just Dr. X just throws out Elegante, Fifth Avenue in Ovington in Brooklyn.
How did he know?
That is 100% the best pizzeria in New York. 100%.
Yes.
That's the best thing I've ever heard. I love that Dr. X just threw that out there. That's
who is Dr. X? Who
I don't know. Secrets.
You can trust
he's a
him.
Horror movie from the 50s. Oh. For 24 to 48 hours before the Renaissance trip, you posted on the Heroes Talk forum, on Facebook, on Twitter, asking people to be a part of it. This Box Bowl tournament is something that just kind of happens from what I could see.
It was a Box Bowl game. That wasn't a tournament.
We talked about it on our program that we were going to put together a Box Bowl tournament for a while, and we never did anything with it.
Right.
We actually said we were going to do it at one of the Labor Day shows, and we never did it.
But this game that happened.
Yeah, we played Box Bowl once.
Right.
Me and a friend played Box Bowl once one night.
He's saying it's a stretch.
Oh, is that when Veal Chop was trying to steal you away? Around
no,
that point.
He didn't try and steal me away. He could have had me. He would have had me at hello. He decided to steal Brian instead. He didn't want anything to do with me.
No, I think I get what you're saying, Keith. Is you give him a pass on the Renaissance Fair, you've done that, but we officially have not achieved our Box Bowl
tournament.
Has
not been done.
That was a spontaneous event between.
I
people.
Say that we haven't achieved the Renaissance.
And this Labor
I
Day,
I say that we do a Box Bowl tournament at the Renaissance Festival this Labor Day. It's best in show. Making promises we'll never keep. Because you know what? 9 months from now, we won't do a show. Come on now.
Oh my God, 9 more months of this.
Dr. X
guys,
saying
I'm
maybe
pregnant. I got to quit.
Maybe hey, don't joke like that. Dr. X said maybe there should be a Memorial Day bash to make up for the Labor Day missing.
Sounds delightful.
I accept that.
I love it.
Good idea. Will Dr. X show his face?
I hope so.
Will he show us the creature
DJ New Style is in. The new Labor Day bash, as our friend Walter Sobchak from Hate Us Talk is suggesting out there, the new Labor Day bash is the – wait, no, the old Labor Day bash is the new Memorial Day bash?
Memorial Day is the new old Labor Day.
Yeah, that means we have to take the show on the road again, right?
No. We just show up.
Okay.
We can have a party at a place without doing live shows there.
Yes.
We have to go, though.
No.
All right. Well, they can have a show party there. It'll be great.
Yes.
I love a Box Bowl tournament. I will have a Box Bowl tournament at any moment. Anybody wants to show up on Staten Island right now, meet me on the corner of Seaview and Highland in about an hour and 20 minutes. I'll
bring
be there
ball.
Playing Box Bowl. Yeah,
bring
please
a
bring a ball.
And a box.
I don't even know what Box Bowl is.
Oh, man.
I used to play outside of Elegante's all the time as a kid.
Well, I played outside of Elegante's with Veal Chop about, I guess it was like 3 months ago.
Guys making the same pizza over 30 years later. It's wonderful.
I was there 2 weeks ago. Was there 2 weeks ago? I still don't like their Sicilian. I love their regular. And I love
their regular is fantastic.
And I love their focaccio. Love their focaccio.
Don't they
guys.
Have a really good grandma slice as well?
No. Like, they don't believe in that crap.
Oh, that's they don't do that one? Then I'm
where is this place?
That's
Elegante's.
Garbage.
It's in Brooklyn. It's between Ovington and 70th?
69th.
Ovington and 69th on 5th Avenue in Brooklyn. We should actually
road trip.
We should actually talk to them about getting a sponsorship. And by sponsorship, I mean give us a pie once and say that we'll do a commercial for you every week for the rest of our life for seven people. No, excuse me. We're up to like 10 now. We've got 10 listeners right now.
See what happens when you mention Elegantes?
Elegantes. Come on.
They're elegant.
Are there 11 now?
Oh, my God. The number just – no. No, it didn't go up.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's a box ball tournament, Renaissance Festival. Weren't we supposed to do, like, a golf thing?
What?
Oh, my God. That's right. With Fred and Rob Giggs, we were going to have a golf game.
A golf
thing. To the point that we left – pretty late and said, okay, Fred was supposed to pick us all up at 6 a.m. and drive to the golf course.
Have you played golf since that one time?
Played an actual game? No. I've been to the driving range a bunch of times since.
Me, you, and Matt.
And Matt, no. I have not played golf, what's that, 14, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last time I actually played.
That was like
played
4 o'clock in the morning. Let's play golf in 2 hours. And we did.
Sounds painful.
I have some unfinished business. I said I was going to have topics for every show.
Yeah, but you haven't done that since 2007. Stop now.
Next week. Maybe in a few weeks.
Turn over a new leaf. Awesome.
So yeah, have we caught ease into it.
Have we caught ourselves up now? On,
I haven't heard word one about what Jimmy has been doing for the past year without Best in Show in Your Life.
You passed environmental science, I hope.
Please go slow, because I'm going to the bathroom right now.
I've done a few things. See, Chris is always uninterested when I start to talk. Anytime like my topic would come up, he'd, oh, yeah, I need to go somewhere else.
Not me. Doesn't matter.
That's okay. I've done a few things this year. I'm a homeowner once again.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so I stopped renting around the corner from my office, which was really nice. I used to...
Oh, so you don't live around here anymore?
No, I live back in St. George again.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Back in my old building. And I bought a fixer-upper this time.
Have you fixer-upped it?
Yeah, it's killing. Actually,
it's a pain in the ass. Are you good at that?
No, but I do it.
Yeah. I wish I was good at that.
I mean, I can get things about 80% nice and then finish them.
What's been the most nightmare project so far that you've dealt with?
The biggest one was a kitchen floor. I ripped up the kitchen floor, and I was...
You know, the fact that you ripped up the kitchen floor, or at least had the balls to rip up the kitchen floor, makes you so much more of a handyman.
What kind
than
of flooring was it?
It was just linoleum kitchen floor, but I got a quote for $2,000 for the tile. I was like, no, I'll do it myself. And I ripped it up.
Paid $150.
Yeah.
To do it yourself, your back hurts.
I was crippled for 2 weeks.
About $150.
I ripped up the linoleum, which is a pain because it's been on the floor for about, I'd say, 30 years. Then I got to the subflooring, completely rotted out and molded.
Oh, God. So you got to put a new subfloor?
I had to rip out the entire subfloor.
And you did this yourself?
Yeah. And I put in the new subfloor, and I put in ceramic tile.
All right. I have a question. Wow. Did you?
What's it like to be a man? That's what he wanted to ask. What is it like to be a heterosexual man?
I can't even fathom that. I'm not even going to bother with that. Did you, like, go online or ask someone or get someone to help you? Like, how – when you were a child, did you see someone do this? How did you even know?
Did you go online? Did you go to Ask Jeeves?
I looked online somewhere about, you know, just a DIY, you know, how to install a tile floor. Then I went and actually bought a wet saw, and I made a huge mess. A lot of fun, but messy as anything.
Oh, that's right, because you had to cut the – you bought ceramic tiles.
Yeah, and I had to cut it.
That had to be expensive right there.
I
bought one.
You bought a wet saw.
I bought a wet saw.
That's pretty big deal.
Well, to rent one, it was like $75. To buy one was like $100.
And you were going
to
use it for like 4 days anyway.
Well, I just prepped my kitchen today. I'm going to do a tile backsplash in the next 2 weeks. So
that's like a major hunk of machinery that you've got.
It's a small one, but yeah. But I mean, I owned homes in the South. I used to, you know, I've owned a lot of tools and did work around that.
I'd like to point out, if it was missed, that Keith quietly mumbled to me, or mumbled onto the microphone, I wish I was a man, and then and then walked away, and then I think should have mumbled, I wish I remembered to take my headphones off, as he tried to walk away from the table with his headphones still wrapped around his head after being so dejected about not being hetero enough.
And then he grabs his grape drink.
Let me get my grape soda beer.
Come on, guys, I'm going to rip up this floor with my winter Blackberry.
But he's got the football gear on, so it's okay.
So that's good.
I had to refinish the hardwood floors. I had to strip them and finish them. And today I was doing lighting fixtures. It's just, you know, it's been a few months, but I don't have a lot of time to work because it's a co-op. It can only do loud work.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, so weekends are shot. So.
But you know, I feel like I'm interviewing a celebrity right now, asking someone that actually did this stuff. So you're done with the kitchen floors?
Yes, the floors are done.
When you walk on them, they look great, by the way. You feel a little arrogant, right? That you did it yourself.
When I feel the uneven ones, yeah. I feel
There's a floor. You're not sinking through to China. Yeah,
and the floor underneath was like nowhere near even. I leveled it a little bit, but it was not going to happen. So it's good enough.
Are you on the first floor?
Sixth.
Oh, Jesus.
I saw James's floor very recently. I didn't realize all the work he did in it. I had done on it. Looks fantastic.
Nice.
I don't know. I thought that would add to the conversation to let you know. I think it looks good. It's got my seal of approval. I'm looking pretty hot.
Do you covet it now? Do you baby it? Like if you spill something on it, do you freak
out?
No,
like...
we'll just rip it up and replace it.
No, the worst... Yes, exactly. The worst was right around... what's that holiday where you scare people and get canned?
America.
Halloween. We're doing some pumpkin carving with my daughter. And then we put all the guts and stuff into a garbage bag, triple bag left on the floor. Came back a couple hours later, all the orange juice just poured all over the floor, all into the grout before I got to seal the grout. And I got most of it cleaned out, but it's like, you know what? I don't care.
Did you blame your daughter?
I don't. No.
He actually hit her.
It's her fault.
He took the bag of those guts and beat her with it.
I gave her a bottle of bleach and said, don't go to sleep until you're finished.
Get caulking.
Yeah.
It's funny, I bragged to my girlfriend the other day that I cleaned out the burner was stuck. So, like, the burner on the stove, only, like, 25% of it, the flame would come out. So I cleaned it out with a pin, and I just couldn't wait to brag to her that I fixed the stove.
Look at you.
No, my place was absolutely hideous when I bought it. It was pretty much a crack house.
So cheap.
It was nice. Reasonable. I bought it. It was a person who lived there previously died about a year and a half ago, and his dirtbag teenager grandson was pretty much squatting there.
The person who had lived there died a year and a half ago. They removed their body 6 months ago.
You would have thought that.
Well, that was his first job.
Yeah, and the guy who lived there was sick for a long time, so nothing was changed or cleaned in years.
Yeah. Sick.
All original appliances from 1959 with about an inch and a half thick of just black tar.
Vintage.
It was disgusting. The window sills were like 2 inches thick of just dirt. Now it's nice.
Well, congratulations on being a homeowner. That's pretty exciting news.
I'm going to motion to remove the ish. It's nice.
It's nice. Yeah.
It's nice.
Congratulations on being a homemaker. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I try.
So what else you got? I know that's big news. I'm asking a lot, but that you lead a full life. The rest of us, you know.
I don't do much.
Yeah, I drove in a parking lot the other day.
I don't do much. I mean, I still play in the band. The name changed. We changed the name of the band. We're no longer Pablo. We're Paul and the Tall Trees.
Okay.
Plug.
What's the website?
PaulandTheTallTrees.com.
No one had scooped that up yet?
There's going to be a question mark.
Yeah, it's never been updated. You know, we're on Facebook. We have five friends who like us.
Paul and the Tall Trees .com.
Yes. Yes, and we just finished recording an album, which I got pretty much mixed out of completely. For some reason, my singer doesn't like bass. He likes treble.
It must be terrific.
Pop, raw power fan.
No, it's it's nice, and we played like 5 shows all year.
It's terrific to be the bass player of the band that's just the treble band.
Still fun.
Awesome. Joining us on trebles. Joining us on Hottest of All Lines here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Frank from New Jersey.
Hey, Frank. New Jersey. How are you, my friend?
What's going on? I want to make sure you made it okay to North Bergen.
I did make it okay to North Bergen. Thank you for asking.
Did you find a sleazy place to sleep?
Everything worked out just fine. I called our friend Frank about a week ago, looking for lodging in North Jersey, and he did a fine job of.
I did no job whatsoever. I had no idea.
I was trying to lie and make you look good. Okay, you just ruined everything. I called.
You know what? This is what happened. I'm driving in my automobile, and I get a call on my cell phone from, lo and behold, Chris Schiavo.
Hey,
that's the correct pronunciation, by the way.
Thank you.
And I haven't talked to Mr. Schiavo in many, many moons.
It's been a good 6 months to a year, give or take.
It's refreshing.
Something like that. And I was like, oh wow, Chris is going to call me just to say hi. And no, he wants to know where he should stay in North Bergen overnight. So.
Hey Frank, it's really, really great to hear from you. Can you help me? That was basically the gist of the conversation.
That's pretty much what it came down to. But either way, it was a nice gesture that you thought of me. Either way,
when I think North Jersey. I think Ken, and then I think you. What I think of you is all Jersey. I don't think of you as North Jersey. I think of you as all Jersey, and that's
like all city.
Yeah, he's all city, all Jersey, and that's when I'm looking for information about the Garden State. I think that our friend Frank, affectionately known to some of us as the Germ Freak, is who I would think of.
You asked the Germ Freak where to lodge in New Jersey.
I did. I asked him a little bit about the great state of New Jersey and fine places.
The cleanest place, did you ask?
We didn't get into that. I was asking about demographics of certain neighborhoods.
The whitest place?
I don't think I used the word white. I think I said, are there coloreds there? I think is what I said. No, I didn't do anything of the sort. I was asking, hey, would this be a safe place?
Saddle River, New Jersey, by the way. That's the whitest place.
Thank you. Hold on. Let me write that down. Saddle River. Got it. No, I literally was just asking, hey, if I were to stay in this area, if I got drunk at a friend's party and I needed a place to sleep over that night, if I stood in this area, is that a safe place for me to stay? Because I don't know if you've heard, I don't drink and drive anymore. So I needed a place to stay if I was going to get drunk at a party.
Served him well, huh? Is he even there anymore?
I think he hung up.
No, he's there.
No, I'm here.
I'm here. I'm just bored.
No, Chris is a responsible adult, right?
Now I am. I'm grown. I'm a grown-ass man now.
Yes. I'm happy to see you guys back. I like the white tablecloth. It's very. It gives it a very meta feel to it.
It looks white. Indeed, awesome.
Are you guys in that facility where I had to visit you?
Yes.
Is that where you're at?
Yes, we are, sir. Yes, we are.
Okay, great.
You let us know when you want to come down, have a visit with us. You know the directions. We'll get you in here and have you have a good time with us. Because I've noticed as of late that you have not been joining our friend Ken from New Jersey on the DJ New Style show. Is that you're on hiatus again? How's that working out? Are you Brian-ing him?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on, but either way, it works out good. So, all right, guys, listen, I wish you the best. I'll come and visit you sometime in the future.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much. That's our friend Frank, the Germ Freak. I guess the best way to do anything with him would be to follow him on Twitter at the Germ Freak or at Germ Freak?
I think it's the Germ Freak. I think it's Germ Freak.
At the Germ Freak. I'm going to say at the Germ Freak.
Okay. Sure.
Is that wrong?
I don't know.
I thought you were looking at your phone. Oh, you're just texting somebody. You're texting Veltrop saying, please, could we start Geeks of Rage now? I can't be a part of this garbage anymore. So that happened. Yeah. You know, I told my tale of woe of my drunken driving. Keith told us about his adventures in babysitting in college. Online, James, you've let us know a bit about what you've been doing with your home building and such. And I noticed that Brown has been asking a lot of questions, not doing a lot of talking.
I thought it was a Brown heavy first half. That's what I was trying to.
We got 23 minutes to fill. Get to work. Get to work.
I don't think I've got 23 minutes of stuff that I've done.
Give us 23 minutes. We'll give you Brown's world.
Let's do 19 minutes of video games.
Play
How
some Geeks
that?
Of Rage sample.
Don't you dare do that. Eric will kick my ass if you do any video game talk on this show.
I think you're right. I'm sorry. I'm afraid that I've got nothing for you. I've really
You've
been
done nothing in the past year.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
No, you know what? Brian has done a lot in the past year. Brian has become the guy that I turn to when I have a question about anything.
Wait, hold on, hold on. Before you do that, and he gives you wrong answers, I'm sure. But Ustreamer 160325, I'm not going to go easy, is asking in the chat room, see, now we're getting back to it, is asking, is Brian working? Is he still with his chick? Like, there are life updates that can come through here.
Sure, okay, I can give you the updates. The sad fact is that nothing is updated. That's what I was trying to make clear. Yes.
Status quo.
I'm still dating that chick. And we're still living together in that place. I am not currently gainfully employed. I am still working piecemeal wherever.
Are you still collecting stinky cheese is being asked in the chat room.
There's a lot of stinky cheeses. I've been doing a lot of food. Okay, there you go. I've been cooking.
There you go. Yeah. There you go indeed.
I've been cooking a lot more. I've been doing like fancy. I've been making cheese. I've been
with lamb stomachs.
You've been ripping open lambs, and
I have not yet made rennet, but I hope to, and it will be with like a lamb stomach. You can come over and join me if you'd like.
Brian sent me a picture on my phone of he was making like was it beef stock or something like
maybe.
That?
Maybe,
and he sends me picture of this the little white bone parts. And he's telling me how he wants to pop the meat out of it and eat it. And I really came so close to vomiting when I got that text and that picture from him.
Wait, what part of the meat?
He's talking about the marrow.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you eat marrow?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is
just
marrow.
His description, though.
I've been boiling. I've been making stock with it. So for the past, like, 10 hours, it's been, like, at a like, bare simmer. And, like, that
exactly.
Marrow.
Our friend DJ Newstall's pointing out in the chat room. That's nature's butter.
It's delicious. If you do
it
right.
Butter, nature's butter.
If you roast it, like
you slice it down. It doesn't get churned in nature. But marrow gets marrowed in nature.
What? I'm not sure.
I love getting marrowed.
Dude, we want to get marrowed right after the show. I got a guy. We'll meet him. Three bucks. He'll hook us up.
When I made the stock, it was like rolling in a bare simmer for a long time, like a good 10 hours. And
did you say something in English?
Yeah.
Rolling in a bear and simmering.
Yeah, like what the hell did you just say?
What I'm saying is that I was boiling it for a long time.
Oh, what were the words you just said?
I think I said it was rolling in a bear simmer. Do you not know what that?
No.
All right. Do you know what a simmer is?
I know what simmering is. I made a black bean soup today at a simmer. Exactly.
A bare simmer is when it's just barely simmering because you don't want
it. It was rolling in a fracking. It was rolling in a fracking.
You don't want it to lose too much of the moisture because that's all the flavor. When you're making stock.
But I thought when you take when you take more of the water out of it, it intensifies the flavors.
If you wanted to, you could convert the stock you could boil
stew.
Out. Well, no, you would boil it down.
Tomato.
Okay. And tomato, yes.
No, what are you trying to say?
You add some flour and you got a roux.
What I was trying to communicate is that the marrow.
You need a roux to start a bechamel sauce, right?
Exactly.
You do.
But a meat.
Look at you.
Based.
Yeah, what? I don't watch the Food Network? Come on. Me and Guy Fieri.
The marrow popped out it like a little sausage, like a little red sausage.
Little disgusting worm.
And I kind of
squirting out of a bone, and you said, oh, something's squirting out of a bone. Let me put that in my
I
mouth.
Really
it looks delicious.
To.
I wish he had said that and not, I want to pop one out and eat it.
Oh, my God, I got to pop one off. I'm going to pop one off right now. I'm so hot for this squirting worm.
It's like a dog erection.
Part of me looked at it and was a little creeped
lipstick.
Out. Like
a
the,
little
the
lipstick was squirting out of a bone. And he
decided
he wanted
on
to
eat it. On the back of my neck kind of stood up. I was getting goose pimples from looking at it. But the other part of me wanted to pop it into my mouth and just let it burst.
Nothing in the world makes me angrier than goose pimples. Can't they just be goosebumps? Can't they just be goosebumps? Goose pimples make it sound hideous to me.
It's, like you could pop them.
Oh, it's so vile. It's so
pop one out and eat it.
That little worms. Oh, they look delicious. Maybe I will eat some goose pimple.
So that, and I guess I've been drinking as well. there's some news.
Well, he probably has 46 text messages from you in the morning when he goes to work too.
Yeah, I
he doesn't hit me as hard as he hits you. What I get from Brian is I generally get when he finds a potato chip. He remembers the days of yore when I was going to do a chip cast up until that bastard Walter Sobchak stole it from me and decided to ruin my entire life from Haterstalk. What?
Haterstalk.
The papers.
I say it twice. What's his name? Something two times?
Johnny two times.
Johnny two times. Thank you. Got to get the papers. Whenever he finds chips, he sends me pictures of chips, and it's always at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah.
But it's just a picture of a chip, not the bag.
No, it's the bag.
You have to identify it. What flavors are on this chip?
Can you smell this?
I still feel like in the back of my head, I still feel like I'm contributing to the chip cast. Like he's just stocking up these images in one day.
By the way, Jim, it's being pointed out in the chat room by the Mizza. It's Jimmy two times. Jimmy two times.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said
Johnny.
Johnny.
Man, I'm in trouble tonight.
Yeah. Oh God. She actually just said you're dead to me. Don't bother coming home.
She's gonna take care of that thing now.
They where with the guy at the club or the other joint?
You know, but and don't get me wrong. I'm very appreciative. I'm very appreciative of the texts because usually Brian's 15 to 20 text messages that I find in the morning leads to me seeking out some book or movie or something that I didn't know about or never thought to look at. But it's just always funny to wake up and see like. And he sends me pictures of his drinks that he's making. I like Brian.
This, by
texts.
The way, is garbage. This little purple drink that I stole from you, I poured it in. It's like grape knee high. This is what you call a drink.
It's Mike's Hard Winter Blackberry. How good did you think it was going to be?
It's
it'll put hair in your chest.
No, I think it'll take.
It'll remove hair from your
chest. It'll put brass in your tacks.
It's like Nair.
Yeah, it's like grape knee high.
Yeah.
A 5-year-old could drink this and enjoy.
Okay,
it.
Okay, congratulations.
But Brian is the guy.
So you have better taste than a 5-year-old.
Yes.
Okay, we've established that.
Brian always wants his drinks to make him to put a little pepper in his stocking. He's looking for it to be
pepper in my stocking.
I'm trying to make up more as I go along. I'm hoping I'm going to get a catchphrase someplace in here.
Puke in my toilet. I think is what
he's
I'm looking.
He's looking like he wants his drink. He wants to know he's getting drunk. And we've talked about this on the show in the past, back in the older days. But
he wants his nostrils to burn as he takes a sip.
He wants it. He wants to know he's drinking. I'm drinking. Gah. That's what he wants to be doing when he's having a drink.
I am what I am, Chris.
Right.
Grizzled.
Whereas I used to like to drink. Keith used to make fun of me and yell at me because when we would do the Crystal Light vodka thing that he got me into for the longest time, I would always go way hard on the vodka. And it would be a little hard to drink my drink. And then one day Keith's like, well, you're mixing it with Crystal Light. Why wouldn't you just make it delicious and have it taste like candy and get drunk at the same time? Do like a little less vodka, a little more Crystal Light. You're loving your life. And I said, you know what? Give me a Mike's Hard Winter Blackberry because you've got the right idea, now, my friend. I want it to be fruity and delicious.
With the Crystal Light.
Yeah.
Did you actually make Crystal Light first?
Yes.
And then pour it, or did you actually just mix the Crystal Light in with
disgusting.
The vodka?
That would be ridiculous.
That's a little nuts.
I'll try it.
And again,
next week here on Best in Show, Vodka Crystal Light Challenge. Let's go right back to the food challenges immediately.
Screw it. We're going to have the CEO of Crystal Light on.
We're going to have the CEO of Crystal Light. You know what? Let's just do shots of Crystal Light next week. Just say. You know what? Let's do lines of Crystal Light on next week's show. You guys in?
That'll follow up nicely to the uncooked pasta and cold sauce.
Let's do it. Well, we got to get back to our roots. We're either shooting heroin on next week's show or doing lines of Crystal Light. You guys decide.
That's totally reasonable. Totally reasonable.
Can I shoot the Crystal Light?
Yeah, of course, obviously.
But yeah, so as I said, Brian had became my go-to guy, and for a while, Brian had me. Well, he didn't have me, but I was drinking.
And hello.
I was drinking a lot of the Brian, share the guy's name, the six classic cocktails.
Oh, David Embury. You've been following the Embury, the Fine Otter mixing drinks? Is that what you're talking about?
We discussed this in length and detail over the course of weeks.
Was
I would call you from liquor
probably
stores.
Probably drunk.
He was drinking of those drinks every time you
he's
spoke.
Just shocked by that.
Wait, what? What's your name again?
No, I'm sure I talked to you about it. I just didn't know that you were.
I was desperately
latched onto it.
I was drinking a lot of old fashions, trying to perfect them. But the thing I realized is number one, that stuff's really expensive. And number two, you get really, really, really drunk really fast.
Matter of fact, listen, that's our house drink.
That's your house.
Referring to your house.
Yes, that's
to
what
your
we
apartment.
Serve. That's what we serve. That's the sort of default, like, hey, you want a drink? And someone says, I don't know what I want. I make an old fashioned. It's delicious.
Okay.
You don't like bourbon?
No.
You're not a whiskey fan?
Not particularly. I like Jameson.
Jameson's apparently the crappy taste.
Well, first of all, there's no S at the end. Pet peeve of mine.
Okay,
it's Jameson.
Right.
I'll drink Jameson, but I'll drink shots of Jameson. Like I don't drink whiskey. It's ridiculous. I will say I got a little bit into Jameson on the rocks with a twist of lime for a little bit, but I got over that pretty quickly and I went right back to shots.
It's really hard to mix any kind of Irish whiskey at all with anything. That's not the kind of thing that you want to
Crystal Light lemonade.
Yeah,
I just do shots of it. I'm not a whiskey fan. I've never been a brown liquor fan.
Spiced rum is delicious.
Yeah, I'm not so fond.
Bacardi Ocart.
I like it. I like spiced rum.
Very good, very good.
I'm not saying I'll never drink it. I'll drink anything if the time is right, but I don't generally
go. Not if you're driving.
No, of course not. I will not drink and drive. And as our friend Crazy Monk suggested in the chat room when I said we would do heroin on next week's show, no heroin and driving. There will be no heroin and driving. Even though he's suggesting do heroin and drive. I'm just saying, I don't like brown liquors. I always, when I was younger.
That's because no one's made you a nice old fashioned. Why don't you bring me a good Manhattan?
Why don't you bring me an old fashioned? I'd like a nice Rob Roy.
By the way, I have to say something else too. Brian mentioned how I said in the Evite that I would be attending his party. I felt so bad that
you
night.
Were forgiven like an hour ago on this. You want to bring them back up? You want
to
twist
that?
I know where
up.
He's going with this.
Brian, I had specifically requested Brian make me a sidecar that night. Brian went out and purchased a special. Was it a
what the hell's a sidecar?
A sidecar is it's one of the six classic.
Tell us about it.
Drinks. It's sort of the. It's like, were you going to say that?
No.
It's sort of the mother of all sour drinks. A sour is something that
that's Tom not Collins. Sweet. Tom it's the opposite Collins. Of sweet.
It's made. The modifying agent is lemon juice.
Guy, I would like to make some drinks.
I was waiting for how long that
the modifying agent would be confused with a gabagooga guy.
That took an hour and 50 minutes for that to come out.
It was cognac. It was cognac. A very special cognac. That I
mispronounced cognac by
I had
some
cognac
people.
Last night.
He bought a very special very cognac for me, and I didn't show up. And
which
I just
cognac?
To,
I can't remember what it was right now.
It was 2 days ago.
No, it was. Last it was. Yeah.
Started with an R.
It was too long.
Remy
ago.
Martin.
No.
He probably just lied to make me feel guilty.
No, I've since drank like 10 of those. It's like half. Pretty much the whole bottle's gone. Like you're kind of out of luck now.
Okay.
As
so
a matter of fact, the night he drank like 10 of those, that morning was the morning that he, as I thought, quit the return to Best in Show.
So you were drunk when you quit.
Yeah, I never quit. There was no quitting that was involved. I thought we had covered this
already.
Do you
think that they won't bother me? If I never show up again, do you think I'm still allowed to text Chris pictures of potato chips? Because I like doing that when I'm drunk at the bodega down the block from my house that I call the supermarket. Yeah. So a sidecar is a sour bourbon? A sour cognac?
It's cognac with lemon juice. And the sweetening agent is Cointreau. Or any kind of Cointreau. Triple sec, really, but Cointreau would be preferred.
Okay.
And, you know, a little twist of lemon rind over it. It's delicious.
Yeah, I don't, it doesn't appeal to me.
You see, because he drinks that sherry. He likes sherry a lot. And that the cognac with the lemon has, like, it's sort
a
of.
A sherry effect?
It has sort of, like, the sweet. Aspect of the sherry.
I do
I
know
he'd really like it.
I know that he's spoken a bit about the fact that he's gotten into this whole these classic drink things. I didn't know it was six classics, and I thought that wow, our little girls have gotten all grown up now, and he's drinking man drinks. I didn't realize that it had gotten this far. Yeah, and just like that, as you click on the bottle, that changes really quick. As soon as he sees the words Mike's Hard on a bottle, he's like, yeah, you know what? Let me go back to my roots.
You know what? Georgie Vodka and Weiler's Light are a hell of a lot cheaper than Maker's Mark and Cointreau and
Georgie Vodka and Stop and Shop brand grapefruit juice. That's what'll get you through.
I don't drive. How do you think I'm getting a Stop and Shop?
No, that's not one that far from you. Pathmark brand grapefruit juice.
I'm sure this will make for riveting radio, but there's one opening up where your mom lives.
Oh good. Oh good. I'll be sure to be there. I'll be sure to be there an hour and a half from now. All right.
So are we doing this again?
1 hour and 52 minutes in. We don't got any more topics, right? We actually
ever Muppets have today. A topic?
The best thing about it is all day today, emails from Brian, and I think that meant one, where he's like, what are our topics? I was like, we'll sort it out. I think we sorted it out just fine. We went an hour and 52 minutes.
I saw the Muppets today. I give it a thumbs up.
So next January recap of 2012?
Totally. It's going to be fantastic. Right. We're going to bring it all back. It's going to be terrific.
Busy that day.
We're not even going to be alive. December 21st, right? That's when it all ends.
No. Is that day
Mayan
from
thing?
Has that spring. Has that day actually been acknowledged anywhere? Or is it just somewhere in 2012. And
Nostradamus.
I don't think so.
Nostradamus.
I was in Mexico 2 months ago with the Mayan ruins, and they didn't mention anything about it.
You didn't
They're
notice,
in denial.
Did you happen to know? The Nile's in Africa. It's a different place. You didn't notice a calendar on the wall that just stops?
Nope. it was digital.
Oh, that's right. You didn't see the calendar on December 22nd? There was a little skull with crossbones right there?
No, I missed it.
We'll be alive. It'll be fine. But you know what else will be alive then? Probably the Geeks of Rage Show. Geeksofrageshow.com. Be sure to check it out. Hopefully. Best in Show Radio, we'll see how that works out. The DJ New Style Show will definitely be alive. The Awful Hour, maybe not so much. Hate Us Talk, certainly. The Davey Max Sports Program, certainly. I'm trying to think, anything else? Not the Show. I don't know, a bunch of...
Howard Stern.
How, you know what, the
Chip Morning Zoo.
The Miami Dolphins, World Champions, all that stuff.
It's the New York Mets.
That'll be great. I think it's time to start outro music and say thanks to everybody for being a part of this piece of crap. As we, you know, we're knocking the rust off. Give us a week or two, and then we'll quit again.
Nope.
It'll be great. All right, give me
this
a week
is your
or
last
two.
Chance.
Ooh, wait. Make that louder. Sounds funky. Ooh. Or it sounds like nails on a chalkboard. Is that supposed to sound like that? Wow.
Sounds crazy.
Perfect. Crazy remix music here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Thanks to our friends Veal Chop, Ken from New Jersey, Monty, Jack Murphy, and Frank from New Jersey for calling and being a part of the return of Best in Show. We'll be back here next week, 8 p.m. We hope to see you there. Here. There. This is the craziest song I've ever heard in my life.
I don't know what happened. It's not supposed to sound like that.
We stapled together a mixing board to make this show work tonight. That's why.
It'll be better next week.
No.
Maybe Jiggle the Wire?
That's the name of the song, Jiggle the Wire? I love those guys.
Racist.
Oh, wait. It really worked. Jiggle my wire. Jiggle my wire. Perfect. I don't know. Anything else we got to say?
Duran really let themselves go.
They're getting old. They're getting older. Cocky Socks, Steamroller, roll over your face. We'll see you guys on the radio next week. 88. Peace. Rob Giggs, shout out. You just popped into the room. Keith, you going to do your baseball preview next? By the way, Brian is being announced in the chat room by Veal Chop. You're dead. He threw an expletive on that, but we actually made it through an episode of the show without one curse.
I don't know how I did it, Jack.
What a dick.
I did it.
people actually returned their new Duran Duran albums after hearing this version.
It's exciting.
Like, it's a different version of the song. It's like all the music taken out of it and replaced with garbage.
They don't like bassists either.
PaulTheTallTrees.com. PaulTheTallTrees.com. Huh?
PaulTheTallTrees.
They don't like websites either.
What are we doing for hour three? Bottomleys?
Driving home.
We'll apparently be listening to this song.
Ken from New Jersey. Next week, 100K's review of the Muppets.
Take Manhattan.
There's a woman on the other speaker telling a story. It's a news clip right now. So this is just going to go on without her talking.
In other news today, things happen.
I'll see if we can communicate with her.
People are waiting for the announcement of Zach Duke to win the 2012 Cy Young Award.
Oh, it's coming. It's coming.
Oh, you're tuning into CB Radio and you almost got the news report. We weren't prepared with sounders.
It's now likely to lead to...
What the... What?
Into the life of the...
More ridiculous.
Since we weren't prepared with sounders, I'll say, hear us talk, the thing you, the radio network of things. It's a preacher, man.